Good evening, wonderful people. Great Bia friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 21st day of June, the 6th month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now here is approximately 7 p.m. in the evening. Therefore, we welcome you from wherever you are across this very planet, regardless of your time zone, regardless of the time where it is, where you are, the continent you're in, the country, the town, the city. It doesn't matter to us because millions of people all across this very planet is listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. All you brave and wonderful Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, we salute your dedication, your courage, and your sacrifice, your indefatigability towards this very fight that we are fighting, towards this very race that we are running, towards the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. All we seek is the freedom for our people, and we are relentless. We are not going to stop until Biafra comes. Some people are doing what they're doing, thinking they can underestimate or undermine our resolve. I feel sorry for them because they don't quite understand where we are coming from. They don't understand the type of stuff we are made up of. This is Radio Biafra. Forever and ever, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will remember this very radio station. They will remember the indigenous people of Biafra, those who did not run away from their responsibilities on the 30th of May. All over the world, we came out to show the entirety of humanity how formidable we are. And I must caution people very, very carefully. I must caution all of you. There are people running all over the place perambulating. They have discovered the trick, which the Ifeajuna of Okwe taught them, that you can hide your criminality under Biafra. You can use the word Biafra to hide all the impunity, all the evil that you're doing. That is why you must be vigilant. Anybody telling you that you can get Biafra by being obedient to Nigerian law, that person is deceiving you, that person is a criminal, that person is a traitor. Anybody telling you that a freedom fighter has to be obedient to the laws of the oppressor, that person is engaging in deception of the highest caliber. That person is a saboteur and a traitor, and they will be dealt with accordingly. I don't mind how many of you go and join Nigeria. It doesn't bother me. It does not bother the editorial board of Radio Biafra. None, not one second. The greater fight is amongst ourselves. We are the ones stopping ourselves from getting Biafra because too many people compromised in the process of their lives. Too many people, having worked for Hausa Fulani people, too many people in APC, through Rocha Sokorocha, through Ngige, they are now using the name of Biafra again to bamboozle all of you. If you fall for it, that is your business. It is the religious equivalent of going to mold a calf with your necklace and your earrings to worship another god that is not Chukwu Abiama. That same trait I see in our people. If you can stay strong and recognize the truth by asking difficult questions, then Chukwu Abiama will find it worthy to hand Biafra over to you. Or else, we will not just be talking about Biafra or the abandonment of Biafra. The entire Igbo race will be wiped away from the surface of the earth. There is nothing I have said before that hasn't come to pass. If you like, play with it. If you like, don't. You cannot preach peace when Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are intent on killing you. You cannot preach peace and legality when they are in Eziago as we speak. They are in Udi as we speak. They are to do what? To rape your mothers and you're obeying the law. You must be mad and out of your mind. You must be hopeless. I want you to go and Google freedom fighting. Tell me if there is any freedom fighter in the history of mankind that obeyed the laws of the country oppressing him or her. Dear Lord God in heaven, don't you people have brain in your heads? Can't you ask simple questions and demand answers? I do ask questions and I demand answers, but sometimes they cannot answer because they are criminals intent on deceiving the children of God. Here we speak the truth the way it is. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I consider it a privilege that Chukwu Abiama found me worthy to serve his country, that Chukwu Abiama determined that I should come because I happen to be the subject of a lot of discussions, and rightfully so, because the truth must prevail. All these gossipy Igbo men with nothing to do, those of you that think you can do the work of the devil, of Satan, by bringing your soiled hands to Biafra, you have been exposed. All of you are congregating one place where it will be easy or easier for us to identify who you are and isolate you. That is what we are doing. That age-old disease of an Igbo man that has made you subservient to Hausa Fulani people, we are curing you on Radio Biafra. We bring your ailment and we treat it. The quest for money, the quest for relevance, and the quest for leadership. We cure all those diseases here. No other place. No other place. The Igbo man is riven with disease, upon disease, incurable in most instances, but here we shall cure it. If you want to serve your country, you serve your country. I have been involved in the freedom of our country for over 20 years. I have actively studied Biafra for 18 years and counting. I have served everybody servable. I don't shift my allegiance. I gave my allegiance to Chekwa Sokoria as the founder and leader of ABGA, the party he founded and gave to Igbo people that they destroyed. Till this very day, I have not visited Victume, despite my position then as the ABGA chairman in Europe and in the United Kingdom. Because I said that the removal of Chekwa Sokoria was wrong for Igbo unity. You cannot talk about unity when you are doing things that are inimical to that very unity. When you are lying and deceiving people. I made it very clear to Victor Ume and to Peter Obi. I did not mince words. I gave about 3 interviews to that very effect. Till today, I have not changed my mind. I don't change easily. Chekwa Sokoria is not a billionaire. He's not a millionaire. He's not a rich man. He's not fantastically wealthy. But I was loyal to his leadership till this very moment because he tried to do something for his people. The same way that I have served people in this very quest of Biafra for very many years, it was when we discovered the incapability of our people to embrace and hold on to the truth. That was when we decided that this type of nonsense cannot continue. And now that we have anchored everything we do upon truth and honesty, you can see where we are. They try to be like us. They try to imitate us. They try to speak like us. They try to sound like us. But imitation is the best form of flattery. For as long as we nurture the hope of Biafra in our hearts, there will always be Radio Biafra. That name will never ever be extinguished. Forever and ever. For standing up to proclaim what is right before Chukwu Abiama and before man. For making sure that our people are returned to their original source from whence they came. That source is the mercy and grace of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. Some call him Jehovah. Others say he is God. Others call him various names all across the world. But to us, he is Chukwu Abiama, the creator and the maker of the heavens and the earth, that determined that we should come, that determined that Biafra should come, not just come, but in truth and honesty. And that is what we are doing. If we are honest and truthful, Chukwu Abiama will find it in his heart to be very merciful to us and give us Biafra. If not for any other thing, for our perseverance, our truthfulness, our honesty, the way we have sacrificed all to bring about this country, nothing else can compensate unless Biafra comes under our watch. That's all we pray for. That's all we ask for. because we are his children. That is why every prayer, every blessing, every uplifting, every adoration, every grace, every honor belongs to the Most High God, Chukwuabiama, because he is merciful. He is merciful. On this very radio station, we acknowledge our roots. We know where we come from, and that is exactly where we are going. The will of the Most High God, Chukwuabiama, must be done on this earth, now and not tomorrow. When the Israelites went into Canaan, they took it by force. When the white man brought me the Bible, the New Testament, they came here with guns and bullets. And today I'm shouting all over the place saying I'm a Christian. When Islam came to Africa, they came with bows and arrows. They killed, they decimated, and they destroyed. The killing of our people has been ongoing since 1945. Therefore, he that is down needs fear no fall. We are dead already anyway. What are we afraid of? We will go to war. We will go to war. We will fight that war and we will win it. Anybody telling you about obeying the laws of Nigeria, that person is an enemy of the people. Is Nigeria waging a peaceful war against you? Go to Eziago, you go to Udi, you go to Owerri. It is happening every blessed day. You go to Ebonyi. Have they come in peace? The answer is no. Your people are being killed in Kano. They are being bombed in Kaduna. They are being slaughtered in Abuja. Maiduguri is a no-go area for you. You go to Yobe and you're hunted like wild animals. You go to Adamawa, the same thing. Where do you have this peace that you're talking about? Where do you have this obedience to law that you're talking about? Your people are dying and you're talking about obeying the laws of the zoo. That is nonsense. My question still stands. Can you show me a country on this earth that got its independence by going to law court of the enemy? The answer is zero. None. We are not political guinea pigs. You are not going to experiment with us because we are serious. And Biafra is coming. I am humbled. I am delighted to announce that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is with me. The barrister has joined us from London as ever. And I will invite the barrister very graciously to please, with great humility, accept the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world listening to Radio Biafra at this very moment, please, barrister.
Good evening, director. Director, I'm sure you're hearing my voice.
Loud and clear, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening to fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, from the east coast to the west, north, and south coast of this world. Biafrans are all over the places. We are scattered all over the world. We are where we are not because of our own makings, but because of the makings of those who are victimizing, those who are killing us, those who want us to leave our lands, our villages, our towns, to dwell in foreign lands. It's not out of our own makings that we should stay outside and talk from outside. As it was written in the Bible, you cannot sing the Lord's song in a foreign land. But that's what we are doing at the moment. We are not doing it with happiness. We are not doing it with encouragement. We are not doing it with our spirit. We are doing all these things out of agony, out of unhappiness. We are staying in foreign lands with unhappiness. We are not happy. And anybody who tells you they are happy in a foreign land, that person is not saying the truth. Fellow Biafrans, we have to first of all look after our own nation, where we came from. Some people might think that what we are doing here is a joke. Yes, it might sound like a joke to very few many of you. I repeat, very few many of you. That sounds like a tautological English, but it sounds like a joke to very few many of you. But majority of Biafrans do understand what I'm saying. It came to me that one of those who came to destroy the cenotaph in Enugu, Chidu Ben Onya from Enugungo, who left Abuja to come and destroy what director is directing in Enugu, trying to remember those who died. Those who died, so that I'll be talking to all of you out there. What a shame that a Biafran like Uwazurike, my brother, very sorry that you've soiled yourself, your spirit, and your village, especially your compound where you came from, all the way from Abuja, because you believe in one Nigeria that is killing you. Your people that stripped you of your dignity. Your sisters are being raped in Enugu. Your people have been marginalized. No jobs for Biafrans. No goodness where you came from. But it's okay for you. Therefore, you have to come home to destroy what is being built. Those who died. So that you will be in Abuja. Because without the death of all those people who died, you will not be in Abuja today. What a shame. And such on here, you will hear yourself. Don't worry, your turn is coming. Unless you come to Radio Biafra and exonerate yourself and say you are not part of it. If not, you will suffer and die in agony because you have touched the spirit of dead Biafrans, the spirit of those we fear and reverend. You touch the spirit of what you're supposed not to touch. Biafra is the most honored spirit on earth. You played with it. You toyed with it. It's up to you and your God. But you will see, without too long a time, you will understand that you have made the most grievous mistake in your life. Fellow Biafrans, it's a shame that some of us, to the core, stupid, that we allowed Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, we collect money, but we allow our children to die. We allow our brothers and sisters, our sisters, to be denigrated, and our sisters to be discredited because of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. What a shame. We came from the land that flows with milk and honey, but we decided to go to a land where there is no seaport, a land where there is no milk and honey, because we fear death, because we don't want to die. Eventually we'll die. Die for the cause of what you believe in. Die for Biafra. If you are dying for Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, you have died a disgraceful death. Fellow Biafrans, I'm addressing you because many a times we tend to be stupid. We tend to live outside our territory because of the situation in our lands, in our villages, in our towns. But Radio Biafra say no, we are going back home. All of you, we are going back home, except those who decided not to go with us, except those who decided to follow Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, like Uwazurike. They will be expelled from Biafra land. My mom always tell me, if you don't want a good thing to happen before you, it will happen at your back. It will happen after you. So, for those who believe they don't want good things before Biafra, they will die, but Biafra will come. There is no mistake about this. Good evening to all of you listening to Radio Biafra, 7 p.m., 7 a.m. We are here. We are not going nowhere until Biafra is restored. Thank God we have very many of you that believe in Biafra. Director is a pilot. This guy's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of, how do I put it? He's got a lot of power to soldier on. Even if all of you are down, director is still standing up. God has given him that power to carry on. He's given him that spirit that where others fail, this guy will carry on moving on. And he knows that Imam Mezu will never fail. He knows that majority of us on editorial board of Radio Biafra will not fail. He knows that the people of Biafra, 88 countries, Lon or Chidinma Karomonde made a mistake earlier when she was speaking this morning and says 82. I wanted to correct it, but I say, well, I have the chance to correct it. Lolo Chidinma Karomonde, it is 88 countries and counting. Since the 30th of May, we've got quite a lot of people coming up. Those who are militated, those who are energized by the spirit of Biafra, they are coming up. May God bless all of you. May God bless Biafra that we resist Hausa Fulani Boko Haram if we all disappear from our father's land. I nearly say we will remain like women, but I tell you our women are even more energetic than most of our men. I will not say all our men. I will say most of our men. Most of our men who fear to die for mankind. You are certain to die. Please, be brave and die for something that is courageous. Be brave and die for something like Biafra. Let me tell you, if you don't accept Biafra, you will die eventually. Anyway, why not accept Biafra? Why not be brave for Biafra? Why not go for the sake of Biafra? When you die, your name will be written. Please, brothers and sisters Biafrans, be strong. Do not relent. Do not be deceived by what is handed over to us in the name of Bible. All of us, I was a pastor. I've said this many times. Nobody, as far as you're a Biafran, that do not know anything about Bible. We all know it. We all read it. But please, even the same Bible tell you, be clever as a serpent and be as wise as a dove. Wake up and stop being foolish. Egon kowa. We'll stay here while we die and go into the grave. Be reasonable. Be something. Be meaningful to the name of Biafra. Please, fellow Biafrans, I love this name, Biafra. I love this name, Biafra. I love the people of Igbo tribe. Stop disgracing me wherever you are. For the few that have disgraced us, may their name remain down and remain into the grave. Director, as always, I'll be with you forever. Anytime, any day. Even if I die, I will still come out to fight for Biafra. Good evening to all of you. I'm standing by, Director.
Good evening. You're a good man. Barrister Mam Mezu, very unmistakable in his approach. Very, very recognizable in terms of his conduct and his compassion for his people. As for me, I say things the way I see them. I need men to come with us. We need men, not boys. We want those who are strong, fortified in the knowledge, fortified with the spirit of never say die. You continue marching until Biafra comes. You do not retreat, and hell knows you don't surrender. You keep marching only one way, forward. No retreat and no surrender. Our enemies will fall before us. Some of you are saying prayer and fasting. You must pray and fast. We are going into a very critical period. The next 3 weeks will determine a lot in what we are doing. If you are praying, you pray harder. If you are fasting, please fast even harder. And continue to pray that everything we ask for is given to us. Continue to pray that all the approaches, every contact, that everything is as Chukwu Abiam would like it to be. If you're joining us for the very first time, our principal listening post is radiobiafra.co. That is our website, our main website. Others are biafrarestoration.com, biafravoice.com, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, biafratelevision.co. You can download free Radio Biafra app. You can also install satellite, any free-to-air satellite. Point your dish 17 degrees east. Lock onto Amos 5 satellite. deer, you will scramble, and you will receive Radio Biafra. The first people to give Biafra a voice on a daily basis, the very first people to put the name of Biafra in outer space, the only people that managed to mobilize Biafrans all over the world on the 30th of May, the only people prepared not to dine with the stupid, hopeless politicians of the zoo, the only people prepared not to compromise, the only people that regard truth as critical, central, and essential in all that we do, in the name of Biafra. That is why we are successful. That is why we are able to do things that others could not do. That is why we are able to build our multi-million pound cenotaph that the Fajuna of Okwe and Jonathan with Ohanaeze destroyed. But that place will be a permanent reminder. We have videoed and photographed it. We will show our children and say this is what people did. Those claiming to be Biafrans, all the mosques belonging to Hausa Fulani people are still standing. From there, they are planning raid and attacks on churches intent on destroying us as a people. We have not lifted a finger against them. But what we have done is to try to destroy the heritage we have built in memory of those that gave us the name Biafra. As I was reminded today by one of our sisters, had Ojukwu been law-abiding, do you think Biafra would have been declared? Those of you asking us to obey Nigerian laws, I have a question again for you, courtesy of the same question that our sister asked today. Had Ojukwu been law-abiding, do you think that Biafra would have been declared? We are waiting for that. You know, you ask them questions, they can't answer. They say, oh, we don't want violence. We don't want... How was the zoo created? Did Lugard come here with peace? Lugard came here with force of arms and united all of you. Therefore, we don't need permission from anybody to make sure that we extricate our people from this most damnable and abominable contraption. A concoction made up by man and not of heaven. Not of Tukwu Abiyama. We must continue to do our work. The number you can reach us on, because we are interactive. When you call Radio Biafra, you will know that you're on to a radio station. We have more people listening to us than NTA. More people listening to Radio Biafra than AIT. All over the world. All over the world, people are listening and able to interact at the same time. In digital, crisp, clear quality. Very clean. And we have greater things to come. Things are coming. And you'll be amazed. We are going on this evening to give you the number to call. It's +234 8100904 599. I repeat, +234 8100904 599. Our Skype line is also open. Simply Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing. Add it onto your friend contact list. We are not duty bound to accept it, but all you need to do is to call Radio Biafra and we should be able to pick up your call. We are also on Viber. We are on Tango. We are on WhatsApp. Send us a message, a text message via WhatsApp. We should be able to read it if we find it interesting enough to contribute or add to what we know already about this very blessed and holy Biafra that we are pursuing. Tukwu Abiyama comes from Biafra. That is why even the name, even the song, even the greeting is heaven is a mama, because even in the Bible is acknowledged. Beauty or holy, holy is your name, is even in the Bible. That is the meaning of a mama, if you don't know that. And that is the only way you can greet Tukwu Abiyama. And incidentally, I come from a place called Afaruku in Ibeku. That is how we also greet here on earth, because we are descended from heaven. The same greeting you have in heaven is the same greeting you have where I come from. Mama, go and check the meaning of it. Most of you do not know. We are here to educate, to enlighten, to inform each and every one of you. And in turn, we learn from you. That is the only way we can advance the cause of Biafra. Without fail. We have never failed before. Are we going to start failing now? The answer is no. Instead, we get stronger in our conviction that Biafra is our heritage. And there is where we are heading to. The headlines on this very day, the 21st day of June in the year of our Lord 2014, we are reporting that the former Igbo man, he used to be an Igbo man before with his Igbo name. Today he is known as Tam David West. whatever that name means, I have no idea. Please, somebody should ask Professor Tam David West, what is your original name? And you'll be amazed. The former Minister of Petroleum, Professor Tam David West, has decried the state of the nation, saying that President Goodluck Jonathan has failed and will continue to fail. Nigeria is not a nation. Nigeria is a country. Nigeria is not a nation, please. Our people should go and Google the meaning of the word nation. That is why I have difficulties with black people when they can read and write. Nigeria is not a nation. We don't have anything in common apart from criminality, corruption, kidnapping, stealing, bribery. That is the only thing that unites us as a people. Apart from that, we have nothing in common. Therefore, we cannot be a nation. I am a Republican as a Biafran. Those of them from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, they believe in feudalism. Those of them from Yoruba land, the very cowardly Yoruba race, they believe in a monarchy, in a monarchical system, where you lie down before the Oba in the morning. For us, we believe in standing up and greeting people, or Kwote Keneze. That is who we are. We don't bow before any man, because Chukwu Abiama commanded us that the only thing, the only entity you bow to is him, nothing else. That is why we are the original Republicans. When they say Igwe Nweze, we are sticking very strictly to a biblical edict. You have kings and you perish. Thank heavens we have not perished till today. And thank heavens we have resisted every pressure, because our king is Chukwu Abiama, the one leading us to victory. Tam David West has declared the state of the nation, saying that Goodluck Jonathan has failed and continued to fail. Everybody knows that, including nursery school children. God told me to impregnate my church members according to an Enugu pastor. How amazing can that be? Rivers community declares war on kidnappers. Hundreds, they declare war on Owasurike's own side of Masop. They are the ones doing kidnapping. Hundreds escape death at IMSU as newly constructed lecture hall collapses. Not surprising. Dangote Cement. Hausa fools arrest of 486 Northerners in Abia State is unconstitutional and has violated human rights, according to Jigawa Forum. As they are saying this, how many human rights group? We are the only ones today, Radio Biafra, championing the release of Benjamin Onwuka. There are those saying that they are Biafrans, using the name of Biafra to obey Nigerian law, using the name of Biafra to be colluding with Nigeria, giving them names of those to arrest and those not to arrest, working with APC within Nigeria. Nobody is calling for the release of Benjamin Onwuka on a daily basis apart from Radio Biafra. But of course, our people, the attention span is so narrow, so short, that very soon they will forget. We call for the release of Benjamin Onwuka the same way that groups from Hausa land, Boko Haram, are issuing all their statements condemning the arrest of the terrorists. 486 of them traveling to Igwocha to go and commit murder and mayhem. The army said that they're not in a hurry to free the 486 Boko Haram terrorists they captured on their way to Port Harcourt. And Boko Haram, as reported this morning, they have stormed Cameroon to recruit people for their army. And we are told to obey the law. The people coming to kill us, they are recruiting. The people coming to kill us, they are working with ISIS, who are, as of today, is attacking Baghdad. They are coming for you, if you don't know. While they are preparing and killing us and all the Arab world, giving help to the Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani, Islamists of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, we are being told to be law-abiding. So when a Hausa cattle raider comes to your village, takes your mother and rapes your mom, you should be law-abiding. When they take over your farmland and turn it into grazing land of Hausa, Fulani, Caliphate, obey the law. When a Hausa person heading cattle with AK-47 kills your brother, your uncle, your father, anybody from your village, obey the law. Don't you see how foolish these idiots sound? Can't you see how hopeless and ridiculous they sound? You obey the law and your mother is being raped, and you obey the law. Mad people. Mad, mad people. Mad, insane people. If you don't know freedom fighting, you go and study it. N'ihi. If you don't know how to do something, go and look at those that have done it before. Who got their independence by going to court? Nobody. Therefore, stop deceiving Biafrans. Stop deceiving yourselves. Stop deceiving yourselves. Go on dancing and celebrating with APC. You have people who declare that they are APC members in the open, captured on tape. I am an APC member. I support Rocha Sokrocha. I support Ngige. The same people are talking about Biafra. Our people don't have shame, you know. There is no shame. Anyway, some of them were fathered by Hausa Fulani men. I don't blame them. No shame. Are you denying that you don't know that Debo Ojukwu declared openly that he's in APC? Is he denying it? Is Debo Ojukwu not one of your lawyers in court? Dear Lord in heaven, no wonder Biafra did not come between 67 and 70. I wrote it this morning. Chukwu Abiyama looked at us and said, these are a bunch of idiots. Get away, I'll hand you over to cattle headers to rule you like cattle. That's what's happening to us today. If you don't know, truth and honesty, perseverance, consistency is what will give you Biafra. Not by obeying Nigerian laws. If you obey their laws, it will kill you. We must continue the news in greater detail. The one-time petroleum minister, his name is Tam David West. He spoke in an interview with the Sun newspaper yesterday. He pointed out that he is ashamed and embarrassed as a Nigerian and an Ijaw man to see Izon, I must say, not Ijaw, Izon, that's the proper name, man, to see Jonathan as the president of a country where things are not done the right way. He pointed out that as a PhD holder, didn't I warn you people about PhD holders? As a PhD holder, he expects the president to show good example to others who are not fortunate enough to be as educated as he is. I am a full breed Ijaw man and the president's kinsman, but I will not fail to tell him the truth. The president does not behave like a PhD holder, and those who support him are deceiving him. Can you see what is happening in the country today under his leadership? In fact, I am ashamed. I am embarrassed that Goodluck Jonathan, my fellow Izon man, is the president of this country because he is not doing well. For once, I agree with Tam David West. This is exactly what we've been saying. For a long time, most of you would not listen, because you and Owazurike are now PDP campaigners in the Southeast for preparing for presidential ambition of 2015. Those of you in Masop, you were mobilized to go and register and get voters card. Have you done the voters card in readiness for Jonathan contesting? When Jonathan wins again, the Ban Ki-moon is coming. And after Ban Ki-moon must have come, then Obama will come. After Obama, then Hillary Clinton will come and Biafra will be declared. Rubbish. You love lies, isn't it? You want lies to be told to you. And that is why Satan is living in most of you. Planted his seed in most of you. When you see truth, you cannot comprehend it. Light is the truth. When you see light, you cannot tolerate it. It starts to sting your eyes because you are full of evil. It is here now. Your master is being torn apart by the fellow kinsman, Tam David West, another Hausa servant. The professor of virology cited some areas where, according to him, the president failed in his duties as the number one citizen of the zoo. Could you believe, this is a direct quote from this very man, called Tam David West, could you believe that Sanusi was haunted by the president because he tried to expose corruption? And after sacking Sanusi, he was made the emir of Kano to show how good he is. Unfortunate enough, the president refused to congratulate Sanusi as the emir of Kano. Instead, the emir was announced. The president went to congratulate the wrong person to show the kind of leader he is. In fact, that is funny and embarrassing. Tam David West, do you not know? A professor of virology. Don't you know that the same Sanusi Lamido was the man that beheaded Gideon Akaloka? Don't you know that Sanusi Lamido is the same person responsible for this very jihad we are witnessing today? Don't you know that Sanusi Lamido went to the International University in Sudan? Don't you know that the same person put pressure on the Sudanese government not to release the killer of Biafrans in Abuja? Are you not aware of that? Better, of course, I don't blame you. You watch NTA News. You watch Yoruba AIT. Most of you read Yoruba papers, Punch, all these nonsense papers Yorubas write. And feed your brain with lies. Feed it with darkness. That when you see the truth, you can't actually comprehend it. You don't understand the truth. That discerning spirit has been taken away from you. Because we are evil. That is why. Unless you go and undergo a series of penitence, go and cleanse yourself, none of you will be worthy to inherit Biafra. Biafra is a spirit. Biafra takes a different calling for you to understand what it means to serve Biafra. Shouting Biafra, Biafra, Biafra is nonsense, is bunkum. Doesn't mean anything. Unless you live up to the creed. It is that creed that makes you a Biafran. Nothing more, nothing less. We continue. The police in Enugu State have arrested one Timothy Ngu, the general overseer of Vineyard Ministry of the Holy Trinity, located at the Ihe Owerensoka in Enugu State. Before his arrest on Friday, the self-acclaimed pastor, who said he was obeying God's command, has put no less than 20 members of his church in a family way. According to the Daily Post, the spokesman of the Enugu State Police Command, Eberamari Zudsp, disclosed that the pastor claims to be obeying prophetic spiritual injunction. I don't know what that means. Prophetic injunction. I have no idea. You know, when English is in Europe, is different. When English is spoken in America, in Canada, in England, is a bit different. Once you bring the same grammar here, it loses its meaning and assumes a very devilish proportion. He is obeying prophetic and spiritual injunction. My understanding of an injunction is a restrainment to stop you from doing something. I don't know. Those of you that took us to court, took Nigeria to court for the past 2 years without the case being mentioned, is that not the meaning of injunction? We have a barrister that sits on the editorial board of Radio Biafra, Barrister Man Mezu. An injunction, is it not a restraining order to stop somebody from doing something? I'm not a lawyer. I'm just going by my layman's understanding of the term and the word injunction. The pastor claims to be obeying prophetic spiritual injunction to do the will of God, which is to impregnate anyone chosen and revealed by the Holy Spirit, irrespective of whether the woman is married or not. When the woman is delivered of the baby, the child remains in the ministry with the mother for life. What you are witnessing here in this news, there was something I said only last week, that na inhe nona mwono na madu, which means anything you have in the spirit also has a way of manifesting itself in the temporal realm. What this pastor represents, this very pastor, his name is Timothy Ngu. This same thing that this pastor has done is how you have Osu introduced in Biafra land. What this man has done today with his Pentecostal mission is exactly the same way you have Osu in Igbo land. Exactly, there's no difference. When I speak now, a barrister will say, at least, if not for the name Odeni Igbo, I should take it easy on Igbo people. If not, I would have gone into them this evening. Because you have this genetic predisposition to serve evil, to worship Satan. This thing that this Timothy Ngu did is exactly how Osu came into Biafra land. Exactly, there's no difference. A so-called high priest, Ezemua, will go and gather women, mostly widows and say to them that this Abara, this deity said this or said that, impregnate them and say that the children now belongs to the deity for life. That was how Osu came in. That is all. Some will tie a human being alive and bury them upside down. Bury people alive and plant a hat tree on top of them. They turn into Arose. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what we are doing in the name of Chukwu Abiama. No wonder he sent Hausa Fulani cattle headsmen to come into our lives, to come here to destroy us. No wonder. And you wonder why you leave your places to live abroad. You wonder why you find it easier to live on the streets of New York. You wonder why you find it more palatable to be unemployed in Germany. You wonder why living in Spain is better than living in your village. This is the reason why. This is the reason why. Did I not tell you so? This was I told you that history has a way of repeating itself. If you wait a little while longer, every evil you have in Biafra land, you will see the modern part of it, how it started. This was how Osu, that Osu you're hearing. Oh, is she Osu? Is he Osu? We don't marry Osu. This Timothy Ngwu is a Pentecostal pastor in the 21st century practicing the same thing that gave birth and rise to Osu. Caste system in Igbo land. And of course, in the new Biafra, they are not like Osu. If you refer to anybody as Osu or discriminate, you go to prison. He's here now. So this pastor, these children being fathered by this pastor, including married women, for goodness sake, they will be children of who? Children of Jesus? Okay. The same way that everyone said, oh, it's Arosi that owns them. This deity, these are their children, don't touch them. Evil is evil. When we preach this very gospel this way, people get irritated. They get worried. Why shouldn't you be? Evil is evil. And here, we throw it out. We can't condone it. We can't tolerate it. No wonder you people are suffering under the burden of Hausa Fulani. Your sins are beyond pardon, some of you. Beyond pardon. This type of man shouldn't exist. Shouldn't live. We must continue. Rivers community declares one kidnappers as the Iba community in Emor here, local government area of Rivers State, has vowed to tackle suspected kidnappers and armed robbers over their criminal activities in the area. Consequently, the community has alerted security operatives about the spate of crimes in the area and urged them to assist in curbing the social vices. In an interview, the spokesman of Iba community chief, Fine Man Ohaka, He's not Igbo, but his name is Ohaka. Are you people listening? He's not Igbo, you know. His name is Ohaka. And they came from Bini, as somebody said. And they are Bini father. His name is Akaraka. Akaraka, which means destiny in Igbo language. He's from Bini. Oh, dear Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy upon these people. They are wretched souls. This very man called Fine Man Ohaka, who is not Igbo, but his name is Ohaka, we must continue, told a newspaper that youths in the area had been unleashing mayhem on the community. Ohaka said a communique was issued recently after their general meeting where a decision was taken to alert security agencies of the intention of the community and to solicit their support. According to him, the Iba community had forwarded the names of the youths suspected to be involved in the nefarious activities to security operatives for assistance. He stated that the community had resolved to fight kidnapping, militancy, rape, pipeline vandalism, and other criminal activities with the support of security operatives. The presence of military men in the community has provided a level of security in the area. The boys have been terrorizing the community for a very long time due to the absence of military men. What this man is telling us is that you need military men in your place to ensure a semblance of security. But there is one thing that cures this level of vandalism or restlessness by youths. That thing is not difficult to find out. You don't need to go to school to own PhD in economics to find out. You don't need to own PhD in common sense to find out. It is called employment. because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Employment is all you need, and these kids will be meaningfully engaged. But Jonathan doesn't understand the meaning of employment. Their thing is an anathema to them. If you want to get a job, you go to Abuja, get paper from your minister. Go and get a letter from your senator. Oh, dear Lord. Amazing. The youths, of course, they will commit all manner of crimes now. They don't have anything to do. Less than 4 months after the multi-million naira Princess Hotel Okigwe being constructed by the state government collapsed, dozens of students of Imo State University were escaped death by whiskers when a story building lecture hall and office complex being constructed in the university campus collapsed. According to findings, the twin lecture hall located opposite St. Joseph's Catholic Chaplaincy, IMSU, is being constructed by the state government. According to eyewitness account, the building collapsed in the afternoon of penultimate weekend. According to investigations, which revealed that the structure, which had been completed and roofed, caved out from its base after the POP ceiling were put in place by the contracting firm. The collapsed lecture hall is at Imo State University. IMSU, they call it. It's a Dangote cement now. You don't know that God punish you comes in different ways. If God punish you, Chukwuepiama won't come down from heaven to punish you. These are some of the punishments being meted out. When I can't recall a building collapsing throughout my childhood and adolescence. Never. I can't recall. Because cement came from Nkalago, Niger Sem. But now, no more in Niger Sem, you see. It's been closed down because Dangote cannot afford to have anybody challenge his monopoly of the supply and retail of cement. We continue. The amalgamation of professionals, academicians, and civil societies organizations known as Jigawa Forum. I never knew that. How's that people were professionals? But there you go. They have condemned the arrest of 486 northern indigenes in Abia State, describing the action as ill and unconstitutionally motivated. This was contained in a press release distributed to newsmen by officials of the forum, which was duly signed by its Director General Yahya Ibrahim and made available to an online newspaper. The statement added that the arrest of Nigerian citizens inside Nigeria on account of the section and religion they belong to is very alarming and tantamount to bring disunity among the Nigerian and peaceful coexistence among citizens. They remind me of Bilie Human Rights Initiative and those sponsoring them. This man, no wonder, you know, you Igbo Nigerians, how you copy things. These are the people killing us. They were arrested on our territory, yes. They were arrested going to kill people in Port Harcourt. They are now coming out to say that the arrest of these people is threatening the peace and unity and coexistence of the... What they mean is, if you hold on to them, we kill Biafran people in the northern part of the zoo. That's what I'm saying, telling you here now. If you understand English language, you are disturbing the peaceful coexistence. Also, remember that you have your own people living with us, you know. That's what I'm saying here. And they will oblige them. That's where they learned all this nonsense from. Oh, if you want to serve Nigeria, go and start a Biafra movement. Call it Biafra. So you can be working for Jonathan, campaigning for PDP to win, and people cannot say anything wrong with it. The Nigerian Army, the Zoo Army, yesterday indicated that it was not in a hurry to free the 486 travelers currently being held for screening in Abia State. You see how they have changed the names from suspected terrorists to travelers. I don't know when they started traveling without cattle. I thought Hausa Fulani people, they only move about with cattle. When did they start traveling in 33 highest buses? 33. To go to Port Harcourt for... Maybe they are going to Haji. Or is it a Mecca? Or they are going there for Eid al-Fitri or Eid al-Kabir in Port Harcourt. Hausa people are complaining that you are holding their people. How many of you are campaigning for Benjamin Onwuka? As I said, I have been to all the places where they talk their rubbish every blessed day. How many of you are talking about Benjamin Onwuka? How many of you? How many of you? You are working with Nigeria, giving the names. Bilie, they are busy giving the names of Biafrans. handing them, giving them to Nigerian security forces to arrest them. So they can say, look at them, they are like Benjamin Onwuka. Biafran fighters. All of you collaborators, you are dead men walking. Dead men walking. We are going to fight for Biafra. We will go to war, and Biafra will stand. Mark it down somewhere and say, I told you so. It will happen. If you know you are compromised, you go on exile. You go on exile. Don't stay where we can find you. The Nigerian army yesterday indicated it was not in a hurry to free the same people that the people from Jigawa are campaigning for. How about your own campaign to free your brother Benjamin Onwuka? What are you doing about it? We want it to be placed on record that Radio Biafra is the only outfit, together with the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, fighting for the release of Benjamin Onwuka. He went there to go and declare Biafra. Have you forgotten? That's why he was arrested. He must be released because he's innocent. And they are in the Cameroon recruiting those of them intent on killing you. That is our news headlines today and accompanying news summary. And our lines are open. I don't know if we have anybody at all on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Emeka, calling from Igwacha in Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I have a few comments to make.
Please make
about, it. About the guy that Barris have talked about. The guy that who came from Abuja to destroy the cenotaph. Barris was talking about if the guy should come up and apologize in the public. But as far as I'm concerned, we do not forgive. If that guy actually participated in the damaging or damage of our cenotaph, he must pay for it. If he did not pay today, he will pay tomorrow. There is no forgiveness. There is no damn forgiveness. What we are doing is eternal and approved by God. The restoration of Biafra is pivotal. And any ugly head that raises his head against our march, we shall crush. Whether they like it or not. In the morning, I was on to the broadcast. Somebody called from Ira, Sweden. Was talking about fasting and prayer. And for you to stop criticizing Obama. I want to also use this channel to, I know that the man can be online now. I want to tell him that the struggle for the actualization of Biafra is not cheap. Freedom is not given on a platter. We do not need Obama or Cameron or Putin or anybody. If anybody will support us, we should march on first. Before expecting any support. By the Charter of the UN 2007, we already have a right for a self-determination. And as such, we should not go about running after Obama or Cameron. We have the right by the standing law of the UN. I'm using the channel to talk to that man to understand it. You know how people have been made docile by Christianity. Even if I'm not talking about Christianity, it's the truth that must be spoken. That the made docile about with Christianity, they are not looking for shortcuts. They want Biafra to be given on a platter. But by history, it is not done. Like, I think I hear you say today that, I can't remember anymore anyway. But by history, freedom is not given on a platter. Every people that have their freedom today, they fought for it. We must go to war to regain Biafra. Even if it means fighting forever. After all, the nation of Israel from my own analysis, they are prepared to fight forever because the Palestinians are not ready to give up. They are always throwing bombs in their territory. And as far as the Israelis are concerned, they are ready to fight forever. They are ready to maintain the status quo. That is fighting forever. Our people should grow up to that level. For that is the only way to counter the House of Fulani oligarchy and hegemony. These people are evil. We must abhor them. I've even run out of words because there are some things I want to say, but I forget them now.
When you remember, yes, when you remember, you call back. We can appreciate where you are coming from. Today, the Islamists that the Americans defeated, they have defeated the Americans. They have worn them down in Iraq. Some of you do not know that Saddam Hussein belongs to the Sunni sect of Islam. And they were the ones in charge, ruling it and lording it over the Shia of the marshlands of Iraq. America came, bombed, defeated and killed Saddam Hussein and the family and destroyed the Ba'ath Party, yes, and installed their own regime. But the Sunni Muslims, those of them from the same village as Saddam Hussein, they did not give up. They kept marching forward until they are where they are attacking Baghdad today. And America cannot help. That is what I call perseverance. That is one thing about Arabs and Muslims I admire. They are tenacious. They will keep coming. They will keep coming. They lose one war, they go to another. They lose until they win. That is how they spread their religion. And today people are telling you, oh, be nice to them. Why don't you obey the law? They are raping your mother in the backyard. Why don't you go and give them water? Make Lipton tea for them and give them to drink as they are raping your mom. They are a mad, useless, hopeless people without brain. Without brain. Where did you study your own freedom fighting? Where did you study it? People trying to camouflage their stupidity with drivel, rubbish. Come out in an open debate. It's a challenge to anybody. A challenge. Come to a recorded debate. Let us go and debate. If you come out the next day, you know that Okukan is not my father anymore. Come, let us go and debate. Mad people, you want to experiment with Biafra. You people are mad. Legal case. We are in court. You and a bunch of monkeys are in court. Mad people. They call out on the phone your name and where you are. If you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening. I am Ifan Yezi, where I'm calling you from Banjul, Gambia.
From Banjul?
Actually, I do it because, but I'm holidaying in Gambia right now.
You are in Gambia, please.
I'm interested in the fourth topic you people discussed this morning. What an interesting topic. Actually, my uncle married a woman from Anambra. That was the time this issue came up. And we did ask the same question. She could not give us an answer. Even she had to call village elders, people over there. Nobody was able to give an answer. So I would be happy if somebody can call and she give us the answer.
But what is the question? So we know to how to ask it.
What I could write an elderly person in people from Anambra, what they call the elders, you know.
So you had that debate in your family before as well?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I was happy actually when I had the same topic.
My goodness. You had it.
What I will advise them, in my own opinion, I would advise their number to borrow culture from their neighbor, which is, you know, the Muslim people. After all, they have borrowed the Ashebi from Yoruba land, and Ashebi has come to stay. So to me, if they can borrow this from their neighbor,
if they can borrow dead, if they can borrow dead and Dada from him, after Ashebi has come, I like.
Yeah. So that is my own suggestion. So
like
you should preach this campaign to them. they should swallow their ego, borrow this camp, this culture. Culture is borrowed. You know, I think you understand. Most time they have, we succeeded in borrowing culture from the white people. So I don't see anything wrong for our people to borrow the same, our culture from our neighbor. You did say sometime that we borrowed it from our brothers from Cross River. So to me, I don't think anything would be wrong if Anambraans can do the same thing. I hope you understand.
I do. Where are you from?
I'm from Akashet. I'm from Bende town, my brother.
You're from Bende. You are in Banjul in Gambia. You are holidaying.
Yeah, actually, I went to Port Harcourt.
Okay, you're holidaying. Okay.
Yeah.
You did well. I like the way you see. This is why I like people that reason logically. You didn't just say to them to go and copy something from Imo and Abia.
Yeah.
You asked them to go and copy from. They went to Yoruba land and brought Ashebi, and Ashebi is there today. What we are saying to them is that what the answers they have given to us, including the one that our father gave us this very morning.
The first time they my brother at all. It's not convincing what I had this morning.
It's not convincing, you said.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll ask Ifeoma's father to call us back then. Ifeoma's father should call us back. Our brother is not satisfied. I think the best thing to do is for the people present, the Anambra people, by Anambra, you know, this state thing, it gives me headache. I don't like it. We are asking them, please go and copy, go and borrow from Imo and Abia. Please start using the word dead to describe your elders. It will help us a lot, please. We need it. We need a distinction between somebody who is young and somebody who is not. Somebody who is old, rather. I'm mixing up my words. Somebody who is old. How do we differentiate? Please go ahead. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. This is Onum Poto, who comes from China by the grace of God, the coordinator of indigenous people of Biafra here in China.
You're welcome to the program. You're one of us. Go ahead.
Thank you, director. Here I have Biafrans with me, all the executive. We just finished an executive meeting. Every one of them would like to speak on air, encourage, and they thank all Biafrans all over the world. Let me give the phone to them. Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello, my director.
Yes, my dear brother. Your name and where you come from. We know you, all of you are in China now. We know that when you give us your name, you tell us your village where you come from, please.
My name is Wajago Ugochukwu. I am from Obu in Anambra State, Umbaka local government.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
All right. Director, we are all very happy. We thank you for the good job you are doing for the restoration of our beloved country, Biafra. Director, today's program is very educating, and I believe that all our enemies are listening, and they should know our resolve. It is either Biafra or death. And every one of us here in China, we are doing our best to see that we make our contribution to the restoration of this project. As director, I would like to borrow from your trademark. Before you came, there was no one like you. We don't know that. Now that you are here, nobody can match what you are doing. And if where you are gone, we all wish that you live forever. We thank you very much, and we stand by you. We stand strongly by you. We can never fail you in anything until the actual comes. Thank you very much.
He said, I trust China.
I am the treasurer of Biafrans in China.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I trust and believe in those of you in China. I do. Very strongly. The next person, please.
Yeah, Jonathan. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Good morning. I got great. My name is Elemo, Vice Coordinator of China. So I'm using this opportunity to thank every Japanese all over the world. Thank you to Obama who gave us the strength and the privilege. I thank him. I'm so happy to be a Japan. I'm very proud of that. I'm also using this opportunity to announce our meeting tomorrow. General, thanks and God's blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, hello, my director. My name is Kenechukwu Bendeni from China.
Thank you. Kenechukwu, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I happen to be the only lady among them in China here.
Because you are strong.
Abandikor, the local government area.
Thank you.
I'm brother from now.
Thank you very much.
For your good work. Yes. Thank you very much.
My dear sister, anywhere we have our women, we have blessing. That is one thing people don't quite understand. Anywhere you have Biafran women in this very movement, we are unstoppable. Kenechukwu, thank you very much. The next person, please, go ahead.
Director, this is Awoka Emmanuel speaking from calling from China. I'm from Ebemo Ahafia, Nadia, please. Pastor, I want to thank you for the wonderful job you're doing, and we are all here gathering, having our executive meeting. And I believe what you are doing, we are working harder to make sure that we meet up to our expectations. So I want to use the opportunity to thank the whole board of Radio Biafra, and also by Tema Mizu, which is for Karo Monde, Rita Nibogo, Ike Chukwu Inyago, and all the whole crew members. So I want to thank you for the wonderful job you people are doing. May Tuku Abiyama continue to bless you people. Rector, thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. And may Tuku Abiyama bless you too. Thank you very much. Next person.
Hello, director.
My dear brother.
This is Henry of Odnaka Chukwu Adams.
Odnaka, go ahead.
I especially bless of God the progress of the indigenous people of Biafra here in China. We are just round up our executive meeting. What I want to say is that we are so good behind you. Most of us are determined that Biafra must come. We must do every possible thing to make sure we restore our request.
Of course.
Because it's our future. There's nothing to stop us. We must move forward.
Of course.
Thank you for the good work you are doing there with your group there.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello, director.
Yes, my dear brother.
My name is Amodio Koya. I'm from Agua Tarata Government Area, Nambra State, in Bethlehem.
Yes.
So, director, I want to thank you for what you are doing over there in Bethlehem. So I want to thank those that are with you in the studio. I want to thank Barisema Mezo, Salomonde, Nabob, also KJ, and the Ike Chukwu Inyago for all their good work. So that's all. I want to tell you, people in China are very, 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 very formidable. We are solely behind you for everything. Every time you talk about their fans in Malaysia, they are lovers or something. But I want to tell you, we in China are more profitable. That's the same thing. So we are more profitable and we are totally behind you. So I want to thank you for all your works. We pray that people of them will grant us our requests in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much.
Hello.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Timo Zezo. I'm from Ezito. I'm from the Sudan government area. Yeah.
Thank you.
I thank you for the good work you are doing in the Yaplawan. And the phone number that you are saying with you over there. We really appreciate what you are doing. And if I want to put you in employer, we say that Chukwu Abiyama, we want to put God and protect you over there.
You say?
And we people in China, we strongly behind you. And we promise you that we can never fail you. And our executive and general, the members in China, they are formidable. And the problem is that this struggle we are pursuing by special grace of Chukwu Adeoma, we give it in Jesus' name.
He said.
And also, we always pray for you that Chukwu Adeoma will continue to protect you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hello, great man from Ibadan.
My dear brother, you're welcome to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director. My name is Shiri Ekayan. I come from Umuduanere in Urugu State Government, Imo State.
Yes.
And I happen to be the financial secretary of Biafra in China.
Thank you.
Director, I have nothing much to say but to tell you that we, Biafra in China, we are solidly behind you. And we are supporting everything you are doing. All help Biafra.
That is how it's done. That is how it's done. China is exceptional. Yes, my dear brother.
Yeah, hello, Commander.
I can hear you. Go ahead. Yes.
My name is Azubike Ogwezo. I'm from Umoji, Anambra State.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for your good work. Oh, hey, Biafra.
Thank you, Director. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. China is very strong. If it is in a war formation, China is being held in reserve. If Malaysia is struggling, we ask China to go and support them. Everything I said must come to pass. Malaysia will give us a battalion. China will give us a battalion. Senegal will give us a battalion. Very, very important. Italy will give us a battalion. And so will Germany as well. There is a breaking news this evening, which I'm going to read to you. And as I read this very news, I must ask Christian Nwosu to wait, our able coordinator in India. He's on the coordinator's line. He will wait. I wish that Barrister Mamezu can please return to me and join me as I read this breaking news. This news I'm going to read right now is a vindication. This news I'm going to read is a seal of approval. We want to let the world know that people are listening to Radio Biafra. Those of them that call themselves Igbo leaders, that on Radio Biafra, through the indigenous people of Biafra, we set the agenda. People copy us. This evening, you will understand what I mean when I say we are formidable. We don't change. Never. Our dear brother, my own younger brother in Indonesia, sent me this very breaking news. He's the one that calls me dead from Indonesia, because I'm almost 20 years older than him. He's not from Anambra. If he were from Anambra, he would not call me dead. I don't know what he would call me. So, as our brother said, Anambra push you copy from us now and start calling their senior ones dead. The same way you copied Ashebi from Yoruba. Without shame. You can copy from us. Because he said that the explanation Ifeoma's father gave us, that he didn't find it satisfactory, but I accepted it. Ichie is a very good name to call. I don't know what they call the women. What is the female version of Ichie? They will tell us. I am going to read this breaking news, so that you people may be able to understand how formidable we are. When we said that Chukwu Abiama called us to do this work, most of you don't believe us. But this evening, after reading this news, you will agree that indeed Chukwu Abiama said we should come. We say things before they happen. This is astonishing. This is a headline this evening, according to Saturday Vanguard. Saturday Vanguard is carrying this very news. Igbo leaders plan befitting funeral for civil war casualties. Igbo leaders Igbo leaders now want to do what we did on the 30th of May. Is here now. There's a screaming bold headline. Igbo leaders plan befitting funeral for civil war casualties. The same thing you did on the 30th of May. That is why I said to you people, anytime we ask you to do something, just do that thing. It may not make sense to you. Just do it. And allow a few days. You will see what will happen. Effectively, Ohaneze is now begging to be allowed into the party. They have turned into dogs that you remind how to bite. I'm going to read this very news in detail. It's broken by Vanguard. And my dear brother, my younger brother in Indonesia, you will circulate this news all over the place. Put it on Radio Biafra immediately. Place it on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Or Farmer, if you are listening, you publish this very news. If Kelechi is listening, please publish this very news. It's critical. You must publish it. The barrister has joined me. So now I even get more strength to speak. Because when the barrister joins me, it's like as if I've gone into turbo charge. I can do anything. Igbo leaders plan befitting funeral for civil war casualties. According to Vanguard, it's a breaking news. Still basking in the euphoria of his victory at the Court of Appeal, which affirmed his position as the national chairman of the All Progressive Grand Alliance, ABGA, Chief Victor Ume has again visited the graveside of the late Ikemba Nnewi, Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujukwu, saying he did so whenever he wins a court case because the Ikemba Nnewi is always behind his political successes. He also, listen very carefully, please. He also disclosed, this is Victor Ume, the ABGA chairman chieftain. He also disclosed that plans are underway for a befitting funeral for all those who lost their lives during the 30-month civil war in the country between 1967 and 1970. Victor Ume, ABGA, the party founded by Chief Chekwasa Okorie, taken away from him, bastardized and useless. We helped to recover Anambra State 4 because Obiano is there. We stopped APC. We stopped APC. All of a sudden, Igbos are now remembering they are dead. Of course, Biafrans did theirs on the 30th of May. Now it's the turn of Ndibo to do their own. Ume, who visited Ojukwu's graveside at Nnewi with hundreds of his supporters, prayed at that very place and renewed his vows to serve his people. I am here to renew and recharge my strength. Ojukwu groomed me for 5 years. He came back as the national leader of ABGA for 5 years and me as the national chairman of ABGA. Shared many secrets together on how to guard the interest of Ndibo in Nigeria. Not Biafra, mind you. This Ume went on to speak. That is a place he said something. Barrister, this is the most shocking of all. Remember what I said about September or October, that I'm not quite sure the date of the atonement when we are going to mourn and pray to Chukwu Abiama to forgive us our sins, having remembered those that died. The date of atonement, I said before, those of you listening to Radio Biafra, is sometime in September or October, but depending on the constellation of the moon in the heaven, that is what tells us the exact date to pick. Ume also disclosed, according to this piece on the Vanguard, Ume also disclosed that plans were afoot to organize a befitting funeral for all those who lost their lives during the 30-month civil war in the country between 67 and 70, adding that the ceremony will take place either in September or in October of this year. Barrister, I rest my case. If I was a lawyer, I would say I rest my case, having presented the evidence that the editorial board of Radio Biafra serving the indigenous people of Biafra are exceptional. Exceptional. If you had any doubt before that Chukwu Abiama called us to do this work, it is here confirmed. We are formidable. I told you. Barrister, please.
Director.
Yes.
We are pace setters. We set the pace and others follow. Director, some people prefer to call you a prophet. I had the father of our sister was calling you Ichie. And I hope you remember that my uncle cousin that we went to his house.
Yes.
Whose name is Ichie.
Yes.
In Edmonton.
Yes.
When he mentioned that name, Ichie, I say, director, remember the Ichie we went to his house to broadcast here in Edmonton. Director, before I step over, let me make a little contribution about Nda Adede. Dede is mostly for Mbise. Their men are called Dede. Their women are called Dada. But in Owe, we call Nda, N-D-A-A. Our women are Nda, our men are Nda. Mbise, their men are Dede, women are Dada. So if other people will copy, they either copy Dada or they copy Nda, which one they prefer. Not all of Imo State. I know that Umuahi people will call it, but Owerri call Nda. So direct or register one before we go further.
I will.
Director, the Radio Biafra Editorial Board have set the pace for the rest of Biafra, and that is how it will be. You, being the director, have said everything that is happening ahead of time. It's like a prediction. You've made it. You have done prior before what is happening now. What is happening now, if it was during looking era, it was in fulfillment of reading the book of Isaiah. Because as you say it, so it's happening. That is what we call Ukwa. Let's go back to the Ndibo and all the ways of doing things.
Barrister, please. I'm getting an echo from your side somewhere. I know it's not from here. Can you move about for me a little bit, please? Because there's an echo coming back from your side. I don't know why.
Probably I'm too close to the microphone.
That is correct. Hello?
Yeah, director, deep improvement.
There is now. Go ahead, yes.
Okay. I said the Owerri people will say, Onye Lula Tebriye, Olulungwanyi Ngwangwa. If you marry the first daughter of your friend, did you marry early? Okwabi has already done this, and now the Igbo group or whatever they are calling themselves are celebrating now. After we've done our own, when Governor Barrister Okwabi has already done his own, where are they busy with the bribery and all of it? Director, we don't need to say much on this. They are just catching up. That is the only way I can put it. Director, before I go, I was trying to make this point earlier. There was a guy who called yesterday, I think one of Biafran brother reminded me of it this morning when he was talking to you. A guy who pretended to be giving you advice and warning you, I was irate. I don't know, this guy was giving you advice and warning you. Director, be careful. Be careful. He said it more than 7 times. I counted it. I was angry. Director, I hope you are still listening to me.
The whole world is listening, Barrister, please. The whole world.
He was angry listening to this guy yesterday, saying to you, after all the whole shenanigans and on what he was saying, Director, be careful. Be careful. If this guy was around me, I would have given him a slap. Talking to you in the manner he was talking, I was uncomfortable, I was angry, I was upset, I was irate. I was completely hopping mad, if I have to put it that way. Biafrans, whether you are genuine, whether you are fake, whether you are giving advice, please. A word is enough for the wise. Director is a wise guy. Nobody should come on the air and start giving him advice and warning him. If you want to give an advice, call him on his line before you come on the air and talk to him. Don't come on air and say, I am warning you. I am telling you. I'm advising you. We don't want all those rubbish. Please. This guy that is talking to you, for him to handle people worldwide means, if it's director, forgive me. If it's in Europa land, they will say, Olibobo Ipe. That means, Ishiki Zuru Oke. Imujurane Ipe. Nobody should come on air to give you advice. If horse, beggars were, if horse, if, director, please help me. If beggars or,
wishes we are beggars or something like that.
If
wishes we are horses.
Beggars will ride.
Yes.
Please keep your advice or suggestion you want to give to director off air. We don't want anybody coming here. Be careful. No, that was not a genuine advice. I didn't like it. That brother, if you're a brother, if you're a foe, an enemy, or whatever you are, do not bring such advice on air again. There are a lot of people listening. Director has advisors. He has liaison officers. He has directorate of states. Any advice, the guy has got it. Please, all we need from you is your money or a very good suggestion. We don't need advice anymore. Director, I'm standing by. Thank you.
You will stand by. The very eminent barrister has spoken. These people are now coming to us. They are beginning to recognize what we are doing. They were setting the pace. They said sometime in September and in October. It's a covert sign that they want to be part of what we are doing. But we don't have a date yet until we read the alignment of the moon around that very period to tell us exactly when we shall pick it to be. We are relentless. Relentless in our march towards our freedom. If you think we are going to change, you're mad. They will come to us. They will see our position and they will come to us. Not based on anything. Not based on our ability to kidnap. Not based on our ability to carry out a job for federal government of the zoo called Nigeria. No. But based on truth, honesty, and consistency. We don't change. As long as we are preaching the truth, heaven knows we do not change. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. The one on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Emeka. Calling from Iguacha.
Emeka, you will stay where you are, please. There are people struggling for how you manage to get through every day. Only heaven knows, because you have something nice to say all the time anyway. But we have other people waiting, so you stay where you are, please. We have a caller. I promised Christian Nwosu to remain where he is, and I presume that he listened to this very simple instruction. Christian Nwosu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, live and clear.
Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes,
they are listening.
Good morning, Biafrans all over the world. This is Christian Nwosu calling from India. Before I proceed, Director, I want to make a quick one to announce our meeting for tomorrow. Biafrans in India, in New Delhi to be precise, there will be a general meeting tomorrow at GTB Naga. If you stop at the metro, give a call to this number 0999-7101-9734. The venue is at Pastor Innocent's Church at GTB Naga, time 5 p.m. front. That is for that. And for Mumbai, there will be a meeting tomorrow as well in Mumbai, 5 p.m. tomorrow. So if you are in Mumbai and you must attend this meeting, what you need to give a call to this number at, please, Director, 1 minute.
Yes,
for Mumbai people, you give a call to this number, 0909-99-302-12869. That is for that. And Director, please, I want to make this, I don't know if it is of security importance, but I believe it will turbocharge our people of Biafrans all over the world to understand what you have been saying as regards our neighbors in, Cameroon. Director, there are Biafrans in Cameroon. When I mean Biafrans, not from Igbo extraction. Those people that are nationals of Cameroon today, that are Biafrans. And yesterday, we did meet this lady. She was part of the only lady, black lady. If you watch our video on YouTube, Biafrans in India, you can search with that, our memorial, 30th remembrance. She's the only black lady that joined us in what we did to honor, remember our heroes. This lady, she's from a northwest province of Cameroon. Director, behold, she's a Biafran to the core. When we tried to talk with her yesterday, we now understand that they are being called Biafrans in Cameroon as well.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yes, they are called Biafrans. Cameroonians, they are called supposed brothers. Supposed Cameroonians are calling them, if they want, they see them as minority now in Cameroon. If they maybe they have a something, you know, meeting or something, they gather, if they want to bring their own opinion, they'll say, go and sit down. You are not Cameroonian, you are a Biafran people. And she gave me a contact that we can make a further research through one of their kings. And she said this is the biggest king or the most senior king in Northwest Province. I said the king is called Mfon Ngwafo II. And if you check this name, Ngwafo, the way she pronounced her own was Ngwafo something. The way, if I can remember vividly, the spelling is the same way Igbo spell our own. The spelling is N-G-W-A-F-O-R. You get it, Director?
I do. So Ngwafo. Yes, Ngwafo, yes.
Yes, but there was how she, a little, in voice sound, pronunciation, it was a little bit different. So I now told her, if you see her character, Director, she's no different from a Biafran or an Igbo woman. Resilient, she's very dogged, she's very hardworking. That is how we know our Igbo women. She's the same character, everything is the same. That was why I said, let me tell this on the air, so that our people will know. I think, Director, when Biafra comes, 2015, I think we are still going to look for these people. Rather, it would be just the way Crimea has left Ukraine and joined Russia. I think we still have another war to fight with Cameroonians to free our brothers. Our family cannot be in Cameroon. And she told us that the same way we are being marginalized is the same way they are being treated in Cameroon. No difference.
My goodness.
No difference.
My goodness.
She's from Northwest Province. That's why I tried to ask her if they have something like state. She said nothing like state. They're Northwest Province. And she did make mention that there are states, like there's a state they call Adamawa in Cameroon as well, that they are Hausa people. And the same way those Adamawa people in Nigeria behaves, that is the same way those people in that their side, that is called Adamawa people as well, behaves. No difference. So you now see the great crime Britain committed against Biafran people. You carry my sister or my family, you divide them, you say this one is no more a Biafran, he's not Cameroonian. So he's really a preposterous, Director. This is why I called, Director.
You did well. You called very well. Meetings holding in New Delhi, meetings holding in Mumbai. That is how to coordinate a country. If you cannot find any close family meeting around you, start one yourself and ask about your national coordinator later. Don't call on Radio Biafra to complain. Start coordinating where you are until you find a family meeting close to you. Thank you very much. Christian Nwosu is part of this very big family worldwide. Please, UK Darius Chizuroke, stay where you are. We are going to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I will follow with my honorable engineer and the Biafran to call you to say that you are a big masquerade. So,
you're kind.
It's Agunobi calling from Sweden.
You're one of us.
Yeah, junior brother. I also call you there.
Yes.
You're one of us.
You are one of us.
No matter that, we have our stubborn Biafra brother who are refusing to answer to our call. For this call of which is our only hope to exist as a human being. According to what Balese Mamezu said, concerning that, I don't know, I don't want to use bad words, that man who called yesterday from Spain, I was sitting here also boiling. Then his warning made me to start imagine, is it a Biafran or a spy who came to spy what we are doing? I hope he will be listening. Please, my dear brother, whenever, if you have any advice or any system to director, please kindly contact him privately. This Radio Biafra, we don't need people who are man, but they are women. You know, because it's only woman we made that kind of advice. A little man don't advise our big masquerade. Be careful, be careful. And you are sitting here, there in Spain. Secondly, I want to announce our meeting here in Malmo tomorrow, advising all the Biafrans here in Malmo, Sweden, to please come out tomorrow for our discussion on how we restore our land, Biafra. Ndị ba anyị na-ekwu na ekwu abago na-egwu ntichapụ anya. This is no time for you to sit at home and be listening, waiting for somebody to go and get you Biafra. Why you have your own part to contribute on this struggle. You refuse to come out. Please come out tomorrow. And a very important thing, we need money for ammunition, weapons. This is not time you eat three times a day. Why our Fulani people are devouring our land, clean all our people, letting our women. People can no longer be free in Biafra land. I was watching one cartoon they post in Facebook yesterday about Boko Haram terrorists. It's not funny. Even in that zoo, you are sitting in a bus, and somebody can say, oh, there is bomb, I will throw bomb. Everybody will just zoom up from that bus. And you are sitting here in the Astra, feeling that it's not your business, or it does not concern you. I will beg you, please, for the name of Chukwu Abiam, for the name of your lovely country, Biafra, for the name of your aunts and sisters and cousins who you left here behind. If they die and you didn't come out now to do something, their blood will be on you. That money you are struggling to get, you will not enjoy it, because if you don't have your people to acknowledge you, your worth is worthless. So please, kindly tomorrow, come out in Malmo. Even if you are living closer to Malmo, come out. There is free transport buses now, even this is summertime. You can give this tomorrow a trial for us, for indigenous people of Biafra, there in Malmo, to see what we are doing and to support us. Maybe you might even get the best idea for us to get this Biafra. Please, it's not only about money, it's about unity. Please, Agunot is begging everybody. Come out. You see our worldwide protest at 8th of May. Those of you who are was expecting that we end up in prison, you see it on, we watch it on television. We did not end up in prison, then we'll be recognized. We are recognized in a very highly platform, which I know many countries in around the world, which their people are resented, did not even get up to what we did. The Swedish television played it, the newspaper carried it, They play it over and over. And you are sitting here in Sweden, you don't want to identify yourself with us.
That is their business. But you people are there. I don't know if you are there. All the Biafrans are in Sweden, and on the 30th of May, they did their country proud. That today, even today, as at this very day, even politicians in the zoo are queuing up to emulate what we did. Not only to emulate us, they want to copy our date. And I thank my dear brother Bunaya for suggesting a date. In October, he has done something somewhere. He has seen what the moon is doing on that very day. He has given us a date. We want to cross-check and see which day it falls under. I hope it is not AK. If it is AK, we can't do anything on AK. Very, very important. That is the day reserved for AK Kirenigwenowa. Chukwa Biama. We have, therefore, my dear brother, we have kept him on hold for a very long time. Chizuroke, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm UK Darius.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, how are you out there?
Very well, thank you very much. Chukwa Biama is God.
All right, I can see we are moving ahead. There is a headway. And I believe all Biafrans in the whole world, we know that we are trying. You can see how politicians are trying to copy us. I don't know. I'm just reasoning within myself. I'm trying to think. It appears that some people are behind the demonstration of a cenotaph because they never wanted that cenotaph to come from indigenous people of Biafra and the Radio Biafra, because it will be something of a shame that the so-called politicians and all the Ohanes and Ndibo, none of them can set up such a thing after 40-something years. The war ended. People, there have been so many wars all over the world, and there's none of them. You don't have a place to remember the dead. But thank God we have set credence. Other people follow. I just want to make a correction to what our own barrister, our able barrister, Barrister Imam Mezu, said about Dede and Nda. Sure, I know our people do address their elders in Da, and at the same time, some part in Owerri is still called Nde as something like that. But I want him to know it's not only in the sense as in the Imo people, in Imo state that calls Dede or Dada. I believe Olo calls Dede and Dada, and as Ungwa as a whole, Abangwa Ungwa as a whole calls Dede and Dada. Omuahia calls Dede and Dada. Mbano, the same thing. Okigwe. So, if you
even
check, Arochukwu, majority carries the vote.
Arochukwu, also the same. Yeah. Arochukwu.
Majority carries the vote. In Imo State, I think all of us, we call Dede and Dada. And Abia State, Boy State, the same thing. So, it appears that majority carries the vote. It's just few people in Owerri that calls Nda, which still is a very good sign of respect. But I believe our Anambra brothers, I'm not here to condemn, but I think they should redress. They should pick something instead of calling someone by Leo by or Nkewai. You call a full-fledged lady Nkewai, and you call a man by Leo by Luke by Chima by. You know, there's no sign of respect. I am not condemnable, but at least we in the new Biafra, we need new things that will bring glory to Chukwu Abiyama. Thank you very much and good night.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. We have people calling us all over the place. Our lines are going mental and we must take these calls wherever they come from. All of you should hold. All of you on the lines, please stay where you are. We shall come to you. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good evening. I'm Chukwu Ike Nwafor from Nenwe in Enugu State. I'm calling from Italy.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My little contribution is about that pastor. That pastor is...
I don't think so. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? On the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. You are on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening.
My name is Ike Chukwu Amams. Once again, a native of Umele Kachi in Ezimbiri Autonomous Community in Owerri Zone in Biafra land.
What do you call older people? What do you call, you're from Owerri Zone, you said. What do you call your senior? Anybody older than you by 2 years, what do you call that person?
Dede.
Where are you from again? Where are you from? Please explain, because barrister is listening. He's from Owerri. Barrister says he's in Da or whatever it is. I don't understand what that means.
Yes. Yes, but I'm from Ndiri. Ndiri is a kind of autonomous community in Owerri Zone.
Oh, Ndiri. Ndiri is not part of Owerri Nchise, is that correct?
Yeah.
Is Ndiri part of Owerri Nchise? Yes or no? Is Ndiri part of... Is not?
No. Ndiri is in the totally local government.
Okay,
area.
It's not Owerri then. It's not Owerri. Go ahead.
Yeah. We are in the zone of Owerri anyway.
Yeah, but not Owerri. You can be in the particular zone, but you're not of that very place. After all, before Mwanha was under Bende division, it doesn't mean Mwanha is Bende. So Mbieri can be under Owerri zone, but it is not Owerri Nchise. That's what I want to know. The core, the hardcore Owerri. That's what I mean. Go ahead, please.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, by the special grace of Chukwabiam, I'm calling from Thessaloniki. So I am the zonal coordinator in Thessaloniki, Northern Greece.
Thank you very much. You guys did us proud on the 30th of May. Go ahead.
Thank you. Director, may you permit me to use this medium to make some announcements?
Go ahead, please. Continue? Yes, that is what it's for. Yeah. That is what this medium is for. It's for announcements. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, before I continue, I salute you so immensely anyway for everything. My total prayers and profound greetings to each and every person down the structural lane, both the first and the second phases of this struggle and beyond. I sincerely say in Igbo, Chukwu bụ ike anyị. God is our strength. Hence, struggle continue. Director, permit me to announce our meeting, general meeting, after the second general meeting since after the 30th May, rally 2014. The time is 7:30 p.m. The date is Sunday, 22nd of June, which is tomorrow. Venue for the interest of newcomers, anywhere, is the headquarters of Indigenous People of Biafra in Greece, which is located at 23 Emu Street, Thessaloniki. This same building is called Migrant Place for the interest of newcomers, or headquarters of Anti-Racist Initiative in Thessaloniki, Greece. You can still call the number if you lost your way, 6978-174-714. I repeat, 6978-174-714. That is my number, or the PIO number, which is 6978-142-114. I repeat, 6978-142-114. For interest of newcomers, take note. We shall only welcome born and dedicated Biafrans. No room, no chance, no time for non and fake Biafrans, please. Also, as part of our dedication and obligation, remember to all newcomers and old members, old family, we must send our monthly contribution to London as usual. Again, make sure that you wear your t-shirts or polo as the one you have is mandated as part of our evangelism strategy. For newcomers, t-shirts and polos are available. And those who have not paid for their polos and t-shirts since after the rally, please make sure you pay tomorrow. Most importantly, because of the crisis in Greece, the situation in Greece, we shall commence action for support for Biafra Defense Fund alongside with our usual and ongoing evangelism from tomorrow after the meeting. Finally, Director, our lawyer will be present tomorrow anyway. So the new members and old members are advised to come because issues concerning the Greek authority and the aid to restoration of Biafra will be discussed. So Director, let me say Chukwu Abiama is our companion, and by his special grace, we shall accomplish our aim and goal. Thank you, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. And God bless you too. The thing about it is that what I love about this Biafra is how it brings out idiots from everywhere. With Biafra, I can tell you definitively, somebody answering an Igbo name, but with a Hausa Fulani father. I can predict it 100% by how they react, by how they talk, and I can tell a Yoruba person as well, you know, these cowards, they change their names. They bear names that are Igbo. But they are not Igbo. They are Yoruba cowardly people. Cowards to the core. I reminded one of them today. Go to Ilorin and send a letter of goodwill or congratulatory message to the mayor of Ilorin. Mayorship is alien to Yoruba culture. What you have is Oba. But because of your cowardice, because of your treachery and duplicitousness, because of your corrupt nature, innate corruption you have inside you, that is why Chukwu Abiama punished you, took away your land and gave it to your adversaries. That is why Ilorin is an emirate forever and ever. A piece of Yoruba land will be under perpetual occupation. If they decide to form their own country, then they lose Ilorin. And most of you don't know that Yorubas, the pure core Yoruba, they come from Ilorin area. Decimated. Talking rubbish. I don't know why Karomonde pay attention. When they write such, he delete the idiot, ban them. These are Yoruba people answering Igbo names, writing nonsense on Facebook. Ban the idiots. The rest of them are those who obey Nigerian law. You are in a law court with people killing you. You are in the law court. You are obeying the law. Nigeria, please give me independence now. I want to be free. Bunkum. Mad people. Ndiara. Show me a country that got independence by going to the court of the oppressor. Answer, zero. None. But you have Hausa Fulani fathered idiots. Hausa Fulani servants, APC. They will go and join them. They will join them there. And say we are warmongers. So why won't we mong for war? Okay, do you wonder? Are you alive? Why don't you go and do something brave and die? At least people will know that you're a brave person than living like a wretched fool. Roadblock after roadblock. No electricity, no water. No international airport. No second Niger bridge. You obeying the law of the country. They take your oil. They rape your mothers. They kill your daughters. They enslave your men. You want to obey their laws. You're not ashamed of yourself. You want to be law-abiding. Show me a rebel that was law-abiding. None. Because that's the meaning of the word. Freedom fighter means you're a rebel. Rebellion means against the laws of the place that is holding you a prisoner. That's all it means now. But you claim you understand English language. Hey. Chineke Maruna Bera. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Kelechi Nnode. I'm from Owerri, but I'm calling from London.
Are you from proper Owerri or is it yes, Owerri zone? Are you from Owerri Nchise or you're from Owerri zone?
Of course.
Which
so
part
I'm from Urat. Urat and Owerri are the same thing. They are from the same parent.
Yes, Urat, that's correct. What do you call somebody older than you by 2 years or more?
It's Nda.
Is Nda for male or female?
Everybody, we call them that. You know,
then there is problem now. That means people are confused. They don't know what you're saying. How can you call the same name for male and for female?
Yes, now because okay, for example, if it's
so, you cannot differentiate called between a man and a woman in Nowhere. All of you look the same.
Tell you how we do it. Let me tell you how we differentiate it.
Go ahead.
If I see, let me say, you know, an elderly person, a male, so I will say, let's say his name is
Emmanuel, I will say Ndema. Or if it's a woman called maybe Adama, I will say Ndadama. You see how we differentiate it. So that is everybody, but you have to now differentiate it by the name.
By the name of that person. I'm still not happy. So it seems to me that the one we use is still superior and must be copied by everybody. De and Dada is clear distinction. Mr. or Mrs., Master or Miss, there has to be a dichotomy. You cannot greet a man the same way you greet a woman. Everybody must have their own. Therefore, we will not go with your one. I will tell barrister, everybody must copy the one that we have. Dead and Dada is better.
Anyway, yeah, you could be right anyway. But with the way we differentiate it, you know, Dema and Dada, you know, so that makes someone, you know, if someone happens to hear me, maybe addressing somebody like that, we know that when I say Nda means it's a woman.
That's correct.
Then they, but not Nda just like that generally. So when you say Nda generally, that means, you know, it doesn't make sense. So we used to, you know, call Nda, then mention the person's name.
Thank you very much. Yes. Please go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Yes, another thing I would like to say is on your timeline, there was a video you posted there. It was talking about, it was a documentary on how Israel got their own independence or, you know, something like that.
Yes.
So, on your own timeline. So, I suggest we go by that documentary because after watching it, you know, it said about Israel having a secret army. People didn't know until they took them unawares. I think we should go that way instead of people calling and asking. And
That is exactly what I have said it before. Our template is Israel. But the reason why... Sometimes we say things in the open is this. Everything we do, there is a reason for it. It's because somebody went and destroyed it. Understand it very well. So now, instead of you to go to the stream, you know, fetch water and drink, you now have to fetch water and watch it. Let all the debris go down so you can scoop the top and drink. There is a difference. Somebody came to the stream and soiled it for everybody.
Yeah.
Whereas in the case of Israel, Israel was pure and virgin. The hearts of men were very clean and pure and clear. Nobody tampered with their restoration until they were ready to strike. But in our own case, all manner of criminals have descended on the name, feeding of that very name. Yeah. Therefore, for you to go and get Biafra, you need to take Biafra away from the vultures and clean it very well.
Yeah.
Do you understand? That is why some things which shouldn't be public, we make public because of the crisis of confidence associated with the restoration of Biafra.
Yes.
That crisis of confidence you're curing, there is a medicine for it. It is called truth, Eziogu. And because of that, you need to use truth to cure all the damage done by these vagabonds. Once you cure it, you reveal too much, that is true. But in the process, you are shoring up your defenses so that by the time you go underground, if you tell people something, they will believe you. That's all we are saying. You can do your Biafra. There could be 1 million groups, but be truthful and honest. That is all we are asking for. Don't come up with a formula you know that is to deceive our people. If they ask you a question, you fall to pieces. You can't come and say you are going to court to look for independence. When we ask you which court, you say the court of your enemies. That doesn't make sense to me. You can't say you are looking for independence, campaigning for PDP, as the Ifajuna is doing at Okwe in Okigwe. Simple.
Yes. And then another thing I would like to say is to urge people to, you know, create a Facebook account because people, you know, post so many things that are important, you know. So people should try to create Facebook account and always go there. I think that will, you know, help us, you know, a lot. And it's very, very educative. So many things that are posted there. Thank you very much. I greet you all, dear friends all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. We have a caller on Skype. They have been waiting for a very long time, please, or trying to call us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. And the time here now is approximately 2.5 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Ezeogu. I'm calling from Nottingham.
From Nottingham, please, go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Idato, to be precise.
Thank you.
You asked about what people call your elder.
Yeah, not just not an elder. Somebody has to be age grade is done by 2 years, some 3 years, some 2.5 years. Any age grade that is older than you, your brother or your sister, or the ones that you're older than by at least 2 years, what do they call you?
I have to be honest with you. I think in our culture, there have been so many changes, and that change, somebody that gives you 2 years, you call the person by name.
My dear Lord, in your place,
you call the person by name. The people you call Dede and Dada are people, maybe your uncles, your aunties, but then even with that, Dede is uncle. Dede is an elderly woman. Da is somebody that is maybe in the late 50s. So due to this, different names, and when uniform name that people call, even within that Idato, for example, people call differently. People from the north, Idato north, they don't call Dede or Dada.
Are they the ones close to Anambra people?
Yes.
No wonder now. They are close to Anambra. Of course, they are close to Anambra. What do you expect? They will copy Anambra style now. They are close to Anambra. There is no Dede. There is no Dada.
But you can also, I think recently, people have been also using that as a pet name. I have a friend, very close friend of mine. I call him Dede. You know, but the point I'm trying to stress here is this. I think one thing I love, I'm looking forward to the actualization of Biafra is this. The ability to accept diversity, to accept people the way they are. And they're happy with it. Let them continue with that.
No. We are not doing it in a very vengeful way. It's a light-hearted something. We are just doing it not because we want to compel them. No, we are trying to tease out aspects of our culture, because in our culture there is deference. Deference means respect for your elders or those who are older than you. That doesn't mean you are stupid. As somebody said in the morning, somebody can say, they can still insult you, but still call you there, give you that respect and tell you what they want to tell you. What we are saying is that the part of Idato you're talking about, I am not surprised. They are close to Anambra. So they have copied it. They have copied not to call Dede or Dada. You cannot tell me where I was brought up. Somebody is older than you by 2 years.
But two years, I do understand what you mean. But 2 years is not that much difference. Sometimes somebody, 2 years is, I don't think it's that is that much gap that for you to give that particular person, call that person Dede or Dada. I'm being honest with you. 2 years is something big. You know, when the real tradition come down, yes, 2 years is something big. But under normal sociable environment, you don't call somebody 2 years that dead. You just call the person by the name.
So when they are sharing something in your village, do you take a portion of ekewoke nama when you're sharing something? Then, because somebody is older than you by less than 2 years, then you go and take a portion before that very person?
All good 1 minute, you will not.
Exactly. So that is why you accord them respect. As simple as that. Somebody who is older than you is older than you. Once they see this very earth before you, once they cry before you, even twins.
There is element of, obviously, you must show some sort of respect.
How do you show it? How?
I don't want to hold the forum, but I think what I'm saying is that 2 years, I've never seen anybody called dead or Dada for somebody that is 2 years difference.
We do that where we come from. 2 years is the cutoff mark. It's age grade system. It's still 2 years. Go and ask anybody, plus or minus two. Always 2 years.
I agree, there's age grade. We do age grade. But within that 2 years, 2 years is, 2 years is, one thing that Igbo culture in particular lacks is that there are a lot of things that is not defined in Igbo language. There are a lot of things that people don't know, names in particular, that people don't know in Igbo language.
That is correct.
And it's not developed. Igbo language needs a lot of development, because there are a lot of things that we give one name can mean so many things in Igbo.
And that is how it should be.
Even depends on what you have in mind when you're trying to say it.
I agree with you as well. I agree completely.
But anyway, another point I also want to make, when you made mention about, what the politicians are doing in Nigeria, in the zoo, or how that place is. It beggars belief. There was one program I watched on BBC here a couple of years ago. and they were interviewing one governor in River State. And the interviewer asked the person, asked that governor, why is this place not Dubai? Why is this place not Dubai? You know, here the answer he gave is that if people, those who were before him, you know, had done much, that place would have been like Dubai. I just look at him and laugh at him. Because at the end of the day, that's not a good answer. Many of them come to abroad, Europe, they see how everywhere is developed. But when they go back, that particular evil, you know, the death of those Biafran children that they killed, more than 10 million, is what is haunting them. And in as much as those children remain in that grave, that place will never have peace.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. I agree with you completely and totally. We have a caller on the phone. He's been waiting for a very long time. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, please. Turn your system down. Turn it down. I can hear you very well. That means the world can hear you. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. My name is Chinedu Okoye.
Chinedu Okoye, turn your system down, please. Turn it down. We want you to speak, but turn down your system. Turn it down, please.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but your line, your system is on. I can hear it.
Okay. My name is Chinedu Okoye from Enugu, Agade, in Anambra State, in Ndikoka local government, by the grace of God, Biafra land.
Yes, but turn your system down. You've not turned it down. Your system is still on.
Are you getting me right now?
It's better now. Go ahead.
Your system is on.
Oh, dear Lord God, have mercy. Anyway, so someday it will be okay. Well, just one day. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, my name is Eke Udo Eke. I heard from the Oji Abam in Arochukwu local government area.
What do you call somebody older than you with 2 years?
I am a day.
Thank you very much.
Kade.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, Director, I want to thank you for everything you are doing for our people. Actually, I must say this. I've been trying to call this number for 6 months now. And I have believed everything. Not that I'm in doubt of anything we are doing, but now it's more clearer. Director, I want to tell you that our people are turning out very, very fervently. Because the little, I will say little, because I know I'm not doing all that I'm supposed to do, but the little I am doing to preach the gospel of Biafra, I can tell you our people are listening. And our people are ready to fight for that Biafra, which we all believed in. The direction you are putting us to is the right way. I may not stand here to say everything that we are saying online or anything, but I want to tell you that we are all behind you. About 6 of us here listening to Radio Biafra, I have my brother Joseph here, he's with me. We are every day, when we wake up in the morning, we put on Radio Biafra, that is where we start from, and we go ahead for the day.
Wonderful.
So, Director, thank you so much. I have also speak with the people of Biafra here in Senegal, where I'm on transit now, around Wakam area. So I know that Biafra has come. There is nothing, I repeat, that can stop Biafra. Our people are calling all over the world. If I go out to evangelize and I meet 100 and one person accept to listen to me, Director, that day is a wonderful day. Because I know that a person that joined into this marching are more than 100 that have been doing Boko Haram, whatever. I don't want to think about them. They are not relevant to me as far as I'm concerned. So what is important to me right now is what we are doing, the second phase. So I would also like to say this, that I need an account number which you will send to me from this media that I'm calling you right now to contribute little among what we are doing. That is all I have to say. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you. It's not surprising. His name is one on any. Not surprising. Our national in USA is one on any in Los Angeles. We have a diehard Biafran in Malaysia who is one on any. Now, this is another one in any as well. Very, very strong. Very, very formidable. That family is very strong and truly Biafran. We must march on to do this very work. Is the barrister with me? No, not there. Do we have somebody on the phone?
Yes. Hello.
Your name and where you are, please. We are Radio Biafra.
Are you hearing me now, Director?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and very clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sorry for the first interruption.
No problem at all. No problem.
I just want to say very, 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 very greeting to you for all the good work that you have been doing. That's why I called you Ebube Biafra. Remember the only man that gave you that name. I will still calling you that name. Ebube Biafra, that's what you are. The glory of Biafra. Ezeoku Bundo. The only man who can be working with the truth and the honest. And that's why it has been signed that Biafra must come. As you can see, those people, all the whole indigenous Biafrans in all over the world, who enjoys your broadcasting, they are not just enjoying it because you can talk or you can do anything. Just because of what? Your truth. You expose evil. You expose evil. But those who love it, they always like it whenever they heard it. So I am very, very happy that we have a great man like you in the Biafran land. And who can lead us to the land of Biafra? May the Chukwu Abiyama strengthen you and protect you. Give you the wisdom upon wisdom. The guardian and the protection so that you will lead us till where God Chukwu Abiyama decides for you to lead us to. He will never stop us at road.
He said,
and I believe that with by their fruit you shall know them.
Yes, now.
To compare, to start where contribute a little before I will jump. For the people that called their senior and dada and dead is a very good thing. And I used to say so, dada and dead. But in Anambra State, I believe that they are also respectful somehow. They are also respectful. And even if some of them are disrespectful, not all. For my own understanding, I believe that the Anambra people, they do say, call maybe their senior, they can call him Onyisi. For my own understanding, Onyisi, meaning that Onyisi, the senior, is Onyisi. In a family, is Onyisi. Anybody who senior you is ahead of you. That is Onyisi. Then coming for the woman, then woman is at least, if she's your senior, at least to respect and with love, you can call her Adane. Ada, that is mean the head of the woman. So it corresponds with the name Adane for my own observation and the way I grew up for my own Alibo. So this is where Anambra people, the area that they used to respect also their senior in a woman and in a man, Adane and Onyisi. When they call Adane, they know that you are senior and you are beloved sister to them. Okay. Then let me quickly run to the main point. I want to use this opportunity to announce our very meeting tomorrow. I'm calling from Italy anyway because I forget to say in Torino. I always call from Torino. I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting tomorrow. I believe that many of us in Torino that are listening to this our program every 7 p.m. in the morning and the evening, at least they are hearing me now, and then we know where to come tomorrow.
And if they have never known the place to come tomorrow, they can easily call this number so that they can direct them the position where we are having our meeting, in Via Palestra. Everybody in Torino knows it. In Ifanyiba. Then the number you should call is, director, permit me to call the number just a minute. 35-100-15-3-3-3. I repeat, 35-100-157-3-3. That is the assistant coordinator. Then our coordinator, he can call the number also, 35-100-211-052. That's the coordinator himself. Or you can equally call the very number that I'm using also. That is 35-1010-7273. At the same time, I want to encourage all the whole indigenous Biafra in Torino, those who are with us and those who are not yet joined. I am encouraging you that this is a light. This is a reality. No doubting. Because I believe that what is killing so many of us now is what? Doubting. Doubting and fear. We should not be afraid by dragging your rights, by standing for your rights. You should not be afraid. This is the time. And you know that any person that always have double mind in anything that he's doing is always an unstable human being. That means a double-minded person is always unstable human being. Then you don't have to do what? To be having doubting mind in anything you are doing. Just go ahead and do it. Whatever it gives you, you take it. And I believe that no one has seen what you are doing. What you are doing and the way the whole great Biafrans in all over the world are rising, then you are still keep on doubting. You don't have to keep on that. You should what? And I'm advising also the great Biafrans, they should take away fear. Nothing is going on. This man that we call Ebube Biafra, that is Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, Ebube Biafra, will lead us to where we are going to. I don't have any double-minded. I don't have any fear in me. One thing I know is only two things involved, dead or alive. Because I see that every one of us, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. That is the problem. Everybody wants to go to heaven, and no one wants to die. And they are also looking for a way it has been done. We have a very majority people in Torino. In Italy, where you can get a population of Biafrans, Igbos, let's say like this, is mostly in Torino. But all of them, most of them are still having that number. But I still thank God that there are people that born with the blood of Biafra in Torino. Even if we are few, I believe that we will match up. Because we don't care for those who are standing by. We are moving trend. I can only do one thing. If you cannot be them, you will join them. So please, I advise people to, if you come out, take away fear. Nobody's going to arrest. Nothing is happening to you. You can see what other people. And we are going to produce battalion as well as. I believe that those ones who are born with Biafran blood, they are still 24 hours. They are interesting in the Biafra, and they will never go back. So, my dear Ebubago, please don't be angry for my time wasted. No. So, I will use this opportunity to tell them also that Biafra is real. It's real. No doubting for it. Because where there is truth, there is a future. There is a love and there is a unity. As long as Ebubago, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, is leading us with the truth and the honest, I promise that the Biafra must arise and Biafra must exist. I use the opportunity to thank our barrister, Umemezu, and all the people, all the board of the Biafra radio in Biafra land. I pray God to guide, continue to guiding you people and protecting you people for the marvelous work you have been doing for us. And as I say, God will still continue to bless all your families one by one, to guide all your families. I see people have volunteered yourself. Look at Ebubagu. Is it, don't you like life? Why must you should come out and drag for the Biafra? He like your life, but he don't want, he would care for other people's life who are wasting their life in the northern side, in the Maiduguri, in a Kano state, in different people, place. What kind of a gracious man are you? This is, you walk like Jesus. Nobody can maintain it, but I can say so. So I'm very, very grateful. May God bless you and bless you in abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I said that if Biafra, I'm letting those people who are not agree to know. Open the Julaju, get well. Mandi Polapo get Megini, get well ticket. Because no get Mehanaya.
That is correct.
Okay, come on, Biafra, with Ebubagu, with his own
it will
group
come.
Of people who I see standing with them now. The people are still standing with you, and the way you are going with the truth and the honest, instead Biafra will not come.
That is correct.
That is my word.
That is correct. And I agree with you completely and totally. You are very kind. You are a man of kind words. Thank you very much. Johnson Carlos, stay where you are. We have a caller on Skype. They have been waiting for a very long time. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you're calling us from. And restrict your comments, please, to only 3 minutes, please. I beg you, 3 minutes. There are many people trying to get through. 3 minutes only, please. Go ahead.
Good evening, my able doctor.
Good evening, my dear brother.
That is so...
Hi. Your line is not very kind.
Madam Buchuku, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead.
My line is...
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, then man, this is Chiwo Keche Dozie Onwuzo.
Yes.
Am I on to you?
You are on to me. Chie Dozie, stay where you are. Chie Dozie, don't disengage, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Okay.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Somebody's
Hello,
holding
director.
So you can speak. Good evening, go ahead, I can hear you. Your name and where you are, please.
All right. My name is James Onyeka, calling from Osaka, Japan.
James Onyeka from Osaka in Japan. Please go ahead. We are waiting. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, sir. I want to say thank you so much for what you have been doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. I want to also congratulate the executive members of the indigenous people of Biafra. Also, I want to salute all the officers of the Indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Been a long time I've been trying to get my voice on the air. So, but today I'm lucky. I have to say thank you for my call. I happen to be the coordinator of Indigenous people of Biafra in Osaka. I want to use this opportunity also to thank a members area in Osaka, somebody like Echidona Udeje, the PRO of the Biafra in Osaka. I want to use this opportunity also to thank one of the wife of our member here who helped us to got our family to march on that date of May, the person of Ms. Shizuka Mizutani. I want to say thank you so much. It has been a very big helping hand for us here in Osaka. I also want to thank somebody like Mr. Frederick Obiedu, a very strong member here in Osaka. I want to use the opportunity also to announce on air, coming our next meeting here in Osaka on 28th of this month. Please hear my voice listening in Osaka as a Biafran. I don't think there is any time needed anymore for you to know that what you have been doing now, what you have been doing since is real. You don't need to doubt anymore. So we ask you to come over on our meeting on 28th of May, on 28th of this month, at our usual place in Last Bar in Namba. please, you can contact our PRO by this number 090-911-56662. I want to use this opportunity also to say thank you so much, Director, for what I've been doing so long. It's not been easy. For the little things I've been doing here, I'm finding it difficult how to manage our people and to convince our people to believe in what we are doing. It's not really easy. For the executive member of the Union Group of Biafra and the territory that has gone this far, I really find it something that is unbelievable, because our people happen to be very difficult to be convinced. I watched what happened all over the world on 30th of May, and also what we could able to do in Osaka on 30th of May. So I found that all over the world, they really checked the world. So here we try to spread the message, but brothers are not responding. I want to use this opportunity to tell them that it is time, and there's no need to wait anymore. Because if you cannot join now, it would be a coward forever. So please, if you are hearing my voice, you are living in Osaka, it is time to come out in this circumstance of the struggle. It is time that Nibosina would not be called Bodhi Kebnebebo. Okay, the Amadi Kebnebo. Now that it's time to sponsor the what we are doing concerning the animation, we need money now. We are calling all the big guys, those who think they are big guys living in Osaka, or in Kansai, to come out now and join us. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on online here in Japan. You can find us also on Tango. So please, I'm making this better place for you guys living in Osaka. I also want to congratulate my fellow coordinator in Nagoya, somebody like Iwedima Okeke, a very strong supportive hand. I want to congratulate you on what you have been doing so far. Also, somebody of John Onyeka, who has been a very member, very strong believer of Biafra. Also, I want to use this opportunity to say thank you to the Japanese people that supported the contract of May. I want to say thank you so much. It has been a very long work to convince our people. So this thing that Barrett, I want to bring to take this comment on air. I feel on Thursday or May before our match, I went to a place called Miki here in Osaka to evangelize about our program. I went twice to Igbo Union meeting to let them know about what is going to happen on Thursday of May. But yet, they gave me all kinds of problems, but they could not respond.
Don't waste your time with those people. All those Igbo men in Igbo meetings, fathered by Hausa Fulani men that abhor the truth. You people shouldn't waste your time on them. We don't want people coming here telling us they said no. All over the world, we came out in over 88 countries of the world. So don't bother wasting your time with idiots. Just preach the gospel and move on. As simple as that. Biafra is a thing of the spirit. Only those who are clean, only those that love the truth will be called to serve this very wonderful enterprise. If not, you won't be here. Are you going to call those that abhor the truth to come and join us? Those who are only interested in leadership? Those of them accustomed to useless, hopeless Igbo meetings all over the world? Always doing election and leadership.
Exactly.
Election and leadership, everybody said, yeah.
Exactly.
They have not produced anything. We are the children of the Most High God. We believe in the truth. If you know what I have done, you tell me. If I know something you have done, I sure will tell you what you have done. Here, truth is what governs us. I don't believe in gossip. The truth. Come and say it openly. If you convince me, I go with your argument. If I convince you, you will come with mine. I must thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. And this is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to do what we are doing in the interest of our people, to say to them without fear, without hesitation, to make them to understand that this Biafra we are so much in love with is our country, our very beloved country, and there is nothing we cannot do for her. Do we have a caller on the coordinator's line? No, we don't. We don't. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yeah, Benman, I'm still here.
Yeah, please go ahead. I nearly forgot you, but I can't. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Benman, thank you so much. This is Tiwoke Chedozie Nwuzo, an indigenous of Ife kindred in Umode Ihe. Umode Ihe is in Isiala Ngwa, Biafra land. I am calling from Jakarta, Indonesia, and by the grace of God, a good Biafran here in Jakarta, Indonesia. I want to start with Obama. Obama, as our people are afraid of him, is a Muslim, was born on 4th August 1961 in Kapiolani Maternity in Honolulu. His mother remarried in 1965. To one Mr. Lolo Sotero from Indonesia, and Obama was trained and brought up here in Indonesia as a full-fledged Muslim. Obama, as it will please our people to know, has a special mosque in a hotel where he stays here all the time he comes to Indonesia. The hotel name is Shangri-La Hotel. This is one thing about Obama, which I want our people to know. So let them not be afraid of anybody, because we are fighting this cause with the last drop of our blood. Concerning the Ohanaeze, Ndiara, and the Igbo people who are imitating us, I just posted that news to you, and some 3310 Facebook harlots started questioning me and calling me names. But looking at it, you will understand and bear and agree with me that those people must have taken something. They must have eaten something, because how Ndakazu, from the real Igbo people I know, and I told them that I am not an Igbo, I am a Biafran. From the real Igbo people I know, some are good and some are not good. They are evil. They do bribery. They love thievery. So I cannot be a part of such kind of people. This is my own issue about those Ohanaeze Ndiara of the people. I want to still re-announce our meeting today here in Jakarta, Indonesia, because this is 3:35 a.m. Jakarta time. Our meeting comes up in Ciledug. Ciledug and Tangran and Kalapa Garden. For corresponding, you, anybody who is interested to come, I don't beg them, but if they are interested to come, they can call our coordinator, Nandi IZKZ, on his phone number 087-880-403300 or 081-617-423-568. Or they can call Chukwu Emeka Osunan, as we widely call him, on 021-998-925-73. Please, I would like to buy the idea of our brother who called in the morning from Brehem, Germany, about our coordinators to get the nominal role of our diehard Biafran, because contributing for the Biafra fund, Denmande, please help me. You said we should.
It's the defense fund, the Biafra defense fund. Biafra defense fund, which some people are kicking against. Some people working for the zoo, working for the Zoological Republic's government, they are kicking against it. They don't want us to defend our land. They want us to continue to be law abiding. Law abiding.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Considering the position and the status where we are now, I buy the idea from that our brother who called from Germany in the morning about our defense funds, because we need to get the nominal role of hardcore and die-hard Biafrans, because this is not just a telephony issue or a Facebooking issue or calling or debating issue. We should start doing something immediately about it. From the diehard Biafrans, let us come up with something. As I discussed with Isaac Eze this afternoon, I told him that if we are five in number, that we can tax ourselves, even if $1,000 each or $2,000 to start with, because when we start it, it will be very easy for us to finish it, because I can remember when I told you sometimes during the time of our request and application for approval here in Jakarta that it was difficult for us to get it, and that I don't think that we'll be able to get it because of the position of the Muslim country where we are. But later on, by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, it was easy for us to get those approval. And I want to put it to my Biafran brothers and sisters that it is the same thing applicable to what we are facing now. It is hard to start, but at the end, there will be...
Have we lost you?
Joy, because joy, they say, cometh in the morning.
I agree with you. I agree that this joy will come in the morning. Thank you very much for that. And thank you for a very wonderful suggestion. Here, they are all welcome. Here, we are working on it. If 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people can start with the way. They said, oh, they are raising money. Of course, we will raise funds, won't we? How else are we going to run it? Are we going to take weapons on credit? Or what? We pay them, they give us, and then they can give us on credit. As we raise more funds, we give them. They're simple as that. How else can you do it? Have you seen the history of the state of Israel, how it was born? Our people, I don't know. If we have not failed you, if these people are copying us, trust me, one day they will see reason in what we are doing. We just keep doing it. They will come and join us. I can tell you that all these wretched, house-born idiots, they will come to us one day and beg. Today, Igbo politicians have seen what we saw on the 30th of May. Everybody is now queuing to remember our dead. They're not queuing. They don't know how to come out. They sent Victor Ume to go and do their work for them. To say we want to also remember. Why have you chosen our own date, September or October? The same thing that we say verbatim. Those of them copying us, you can copy us now. Imitation is the best form of flattery. You can copy our genre. You can copy our style. You can copy our presentational, how can I put it? Skills, the way we do things here. But you're not us now. You're imitation. Fake. Every evening and morning, people listen to their radio station, Radio Biafra. That doesn't serve anybody. We don't serve APC. We don't obey the law of the zoo. Any law that they have that infringes our right to speak our mind, to speak the truth, to propagate the gospel of this very wonderful nation under God, we disobey it. You want to obey the law, and you're a freedom fighter. These people that are sick in the head. Mad people. They should go and check the dictionary meaning of what they're getting into before they dabble into it any further. Radio Biafra is on. Our line is open. Also, our line on Skype is also open. Viber Tango is on. So also is the coordinator's line as well. This is Radio Biafra. We go to, I don't know where we can go to be honest. There are too many calls. I don't know which one to pick again. Let's go to the phone line and see. Or is it on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, director, can you hear you loud and clear?
Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Chiu Kunomunso Onwu Mechili.
Say your name again. Say your name, your first name. Say it again, that the world may hear.
My name is Chiu Kunomunso.
What does that mean in English?
Chiu means the big God is with me.
As simple as that. Please go ahead.
Actually, director, good evening. I'm calling from Barcelona in Spain.
Thank you.
I hear from Ufuma in Orumba North local government area, Biafra land. Actually, director, I am calling. When I came back from work yesterday, I heard that somebody from Spain here called and said that the people in Spain are backsliding. And actually, I try to figure out from the province of Spain in which he called from. I couldn't get up because I wasn't listening when he called. but I went through the message to find out the part of Spain he called from. I couldn't see that. Actually, director, you know, you have seen, the Biafrans worldwide have seen the results of people in Spain. Even as I'm speaking with you now, our brothers are coming all the way from Girona, because we went for Girona to preach this particular Biafra. Because our people in Girona are not actually coming out. I don't know if I'm breaking or I'm coming out through. Director.
You're coming through. Please go ahead. Say what you're saying. Please go ahead. Two minutes, please, if you may. There are many people queuing. 2 minutes.
Our people are just on their way coming back from Girona, going there to preach about this Biafra, because we want to make sure that we have Biafra family all over Spain. Every crone and cranny in Spain that we have Biafrans. And we thank our brothers in Girona that came out in their mass, to hear this gospel. And we pray that they should continue. That's our brother that called. I feel that he's one of those that drank urine in the desert when they are coming here. And actually, it's like, I don't know if there is effect that urine used to have on someone's mentality. Because for him to say that Spain is backsliding, he's not one of us. Because if he's part of us, he must have seen what we are doing. Or if he believes that we are backsliding, he should do something to make sure that people join the struggle. You know that, director, age is not, it's just a number. Is not a maturity.
That is correct.
We called an emergency meeting last Saturday. Behold, as we arrived to the local government where we are doing our meeting, we find that some Igbo men have occupied our place of meeting. And when we asked the people, the Spanish lady working in the local government, she told us that there are some Biafrans up there. And we got that these people are Benin people occupying the place of our meeting. And we went and told the lady, we are the true Biafran people. We don't know these people. And they went and chased them out of the place. They now went and took another hall in the name of Igbo, that they are Igbo people. And when Biafran people now come for meeting, they will now tell them that they are not Biafrans, that Biafran people are upstairs, that they are doing Igbo, they are doing something. And I check as many of them that we are there. None of them is below 45. And I remember your word when you said that those who are above 45 have nothing good to give in Biafra.
Yes,
because they will be fighting for their belly because they are close to their 6 feet. Actually, but what baffles me that there is one of them that is, I think he will be above 60, who said that he's a veteran, that he fought for what we are fighting now. And he is among those people, these people that are kicking against what we're doing here. Actually, director, Though that many of Biafran that are living here have not come out, but few that came out are formidable. I give kudos to our national coordinator, Nonso, who is always leaving whatever he's doing to make sure that he took people along to go and preach everywhere in Barcelona to see that in Barcelona, in Spain, they are just coming back from Girona, and people turn out, even a Spanish reverend father, even by the idea that they are going to help out in what we are struggling for. How can an imbecile come out from somewhere and say that Biafran is backsliding? He is the one that has been backsliding, and the people should know that the guy in question, I just don't know what to tell him, but he should come out, because what we are fighting is for is about his freedom. When we went to Tarragona to preach about this gospel, to Radio Tarragona, director, do you know that we are about 7 of us that came from Barcelona to go to Tarragona? One Igbo guy saw us. We are putting on Biafra vest, and In the polo that we're pushing on, it was written Biafra with a yellow color. And it was very bold that a man that is reading with glass can read that Biafra without eyeglass. This guy saw us and he passed us by. And one of us, by name Chizabou Shola, stopped him and called him to give him the flyer. The guy began to speak Igbo. I said, we now asked him, didn't you see us? Didn't you see this word Biafra? He said he saw people wearing black. I said, you saw people, because in my own verse, it was printed front and back. I said, you saw people wearing black and you didn't see the flag. You didn't see the name Biafra. He said, when we now got him, he said, Otuo Solonye Adianana. That is what this guy said. And I said, Otuo Solonye Adianana, in your own freedom, this should not concern you. Otuo Solonye Adianana and our brother, our coordinator, they have been complaining that these people are not coming out. And that Tarragona is where we have these Catalan people that have been fighting for our freedom since 1969 in that Tarragona. Where you went, where they buried one of the football player with the Biafra flag.
Yes.
And our brothers there, they are not, but the few that are coming out, director, they are formidable. What we did, what you saw there on the 30th of May, where the true core Biafrans that came all the way from Valencia, the one that came from Europe, the one that came from all over Spain, the one that in Madrid said that they were not thanked for what they did in that day, but actually, director, we're supposed to march in Madrid. Madrid is the capital of Spain. We're supposed to march there and carry our flag to the Nigerian, to the Zoo embassy, where Iyom, the wife of our late general, is the ambassador. We're supposed to march there to tell them that we are Biafrans, but our brothers in Madrid did not do anything to make sure that we march in Madrid. But nevertheless, the people that are coming out, director, we are formidable, and I pray that we are going to be increasing, and we are not going to relent until Biafra comes.
I believe so.
More Greece, we are able.
And to you too.
More Greece, we are able.
Thank you very much. You have all tried one after the other, regardless of where you are, as long as you marched, as long as you helped mobilize our people for the 30th of May, as long as you're coming out, attending your meetings and supporting this very effort, you are all part of this very global family. A phenomenon of unimaginable proportion. And our guarantee to you is that we remain incorruptible. Incorruptible. Please, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Emeka, calling from Iguacha in Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead. Only 2 minutes, please. Emeka, two minutes only.
I will restrict myself to 2 minutes. Yes. Director, I have been calling you for over 1 hour now because...
People try us for six months.
Because I have something to talk about.
Go ahead.
When you reported the news about the so-called Igbo leaders planning to remember our dead during the genocidal war that was waged against my people by the British and entire world power, I had to collect an impression. Calling the Igbo leaders, I think it's absurd. It's not proper. Those guys are not Igbo leaders. They are vultures. The so-called Anese and the rest of them, they are political harlots, servants of Hausa Fulani oligarchy. I want to use this challenge to tell my people, this is the true evils, that our last hope is Radio Biafra. And our leader is Nnamdi Kanu. We have no other leader. And I want to tell my people who are looking for Biafra on a platter, there is no freedom on platter. Let them prepare their minds for the Third World War like the ISIS and Arabians are doing. You have to prepare your mind and prepare your stomach for a war for eternity, because that is the only way out. If we stage a war today, the world will not abandon us. And we will get respect. My director, do you know that today the slim, the minority Niger Delta people, the so-called Niger Delta, have more respect than my people because of their hostility when the men and the rest of them, the militant, the so-called militants, when they were waging war in the creek. Today, Nigeria is better more than my people. My people have been cowardly. It's time to rise up. I'm calling on my people to rise up. It's now or never.
I agree with you. It is now or never. I agree with you. And we are rising up. Thank you very much. We are coming out. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, turn your system down. On the coordinator's line, we have somebody. Can you hear me? My goodness me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, is it me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, please, go ahead.
Hello, director.
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, the caller on Rapid Response, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to you for your job. Let God Almighty guide and bless you. And also, I want to announce our meeting tomorrow in Manchester here. My name is Johnson Carlo. I'm calling from Manchester, from Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to announce our meeting tomorrow in Manchester. We have a meeting tomorrow in Manchester in Thompson Street in the fire station in Manchester. The postcode is M4 5FP, Thompson Street, by 5 o'clock tomorrow. The number to contact whoever that's coming is 07 82 74 34 649. I repeat, 07 82 743 649. Another number to call is 074-1522-7145. I repeat, 0741-5227-175. That number to contact tomorrow by 5 o'clock. So, Director, this afternoon, when my coordinator contacted me with other three people, there's a place that they're making meeting, they're hosting meeting in Manchester between the zoo, what they call it, the zoo ambassador in Manchester here. So we went there to go ask for questions. So when we reached there this afternoon, when the man is speaking, it's like when a baby is speaking. Nobody understands what the man is saying. People keep on sleeping. So, but when the man make his speech, first of all, he said that he wants all the whole, the Jew people that be in this country, for them to come back home, to come and invest, that each one of them that is here, that no one of them can be a prime minister of United Kingdom. It doesn't matter the money they have. It doesn't matter whatever they are doing. That whatever the money they are getting over, they'll use it to pay their council tax, pay everything, all the whole money finish. But when they come back home, that they will make money. And there's too much of money to make back home. And again, he said that somebody to be a commission is not an And to be an ambassador is not an easy job, that they have to have a level 17 for you to be an ambassador. That if you have level 7, they can't have ambassador. Why people keep on saying that they are old concerning that? They talk about the Boko Haram killing of people. But what when we went there, we wanted to go ask questions. But when the man finished saying, then time for question. The man said, he will not take any questions except immigration and the passport. So people keep on asking, what is going on? Why did he say that he can't take no question except passport and immigration? So people are disappointed. And much of people is angry, so they refuse to take our questions that we plan to say over there because of they're just talking about immigration and the other thing. So what I'm saying is that by that man's speech, even one of the man challenged the man there that what he's saying about that it don't make no sense to nobody. But he said that he's coming to represent people saying about once he's talking about he cannot be a prime minister in the United Kingdom, he cannot be a prime minister
what,
in any country. That
my brother, what does that have to do with the restoration of Biafra? That is the question I always ask. How can it accelerate our restoration of Biafra?
Yeah, because we went there to ask questions, to put our question concerning our Biafra. That's why we go there, to talk about the killings that happened in the zoo, to concern about the autopsy in Anambra State, concerning the bomb that planted in the church and the spying zoo. That's why we went there. But unfortunately, they refused to take any word from us. They don't want to have anything from us. They just
I have an advice to give you, please.
Yeah.
People should not waste their time engaging monkeys and chimpanzees. It makes no difference to them. These are products of the zoo. They are from a place where dog eats dog. They are from a place where there is no water. The education system is moribund, in some instances non-existent. Their overall understanding and perception of what happens around them is at best questionable and at worst dubious. Don't bother your time engaging them. Anything from Nigeria is of the devil. Everything. The only reason why you carry a Nigerian passport sometimes for some of you is because of the convenience of travel and because there is no alternative. Where there is an alternative, anything else is better than anything from the zoo. Therefore, thank you very much, my dear brother. Our program is coming to an end, but I'm going to the line. I know that they have been waiting for a very long time. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Obalenwe, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. Yes.
Good evening, please go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Go ahead.
Good evening. Yeah, I want to say good evening to all the Biafran listening all over the world. My name, as you say, Director, is Sunday Obalenwe. And I'm from Nimo in Njikoka, Biafra land. And I live in Sore, in Woking, Sore, United Kingdom. Director, I want to use this opportunity and the medium to announce to the whole Biafran, as I announced before the 30th of May, that I will cycle 30 miles to Trafalgar Square, where we hold our remembrance day. And of course, as a Biafran, there's no way I will say something like that and not do it. I did it. I did 30 miles, which took me less than 3 hours. And also, direct in the process, I've raised 200 and this amount I'm giving is just for those that has ticked their name on my book. I've raised £320 for doing that, and I hope more people are still supporting me, because some, especially from my workplace, they said end of the month when they get paid. Because even the white people from where I'm working, they supported me. I took the paper to my in-laws. They all supported me there. So I just want to use this opportunity to say thank you for those who supported me, both in cash and also in prayer. Because I know somebody came to me and said, I will pray for you for that very day. And also, Director, just to tell you how we, Biafra, have the heart to do anything we want to do. Do you know that I did not do training for this cycle? And believe you me, I was so sick from Thursday. And when I woke up in the morning, my wife said, will you still do this? I said, why not? I was very, very sick. Even I thought, because you know I was in Biafra land, I thought it was malaria, because all my body was so warm and I'm feeling cold. I woke up in the morning. That's why I posted the first picture when I left home. And I really made it. So I thank all those that supported me, especially those that have prayed for me and those that supported me financially. Thank you all. I love you all. I'll always be there. I'm a hardcore. When you talk about hardcore, because people don't know what is hardcore. I'm a hardcore Biafra. Come rain, come shine. Do you know today, Director, my best friend, I told him to go. We don't talk to me again. I told him that he was fired by an Hausa because he was opposing me of, you know, my Biafran ideology. And I said to him, you know what, go your way. Because anybody that do not support my belief, what I believe in, is my enemy. And for that, you are my enemy now.
Simple.
Simple. I don't look faces. Be you. And I even told my wife, say, if this Biafra will bring the end of our marriage, let it be. Because I'm going for my freedom.
Of course, freedom is important, more than life itself. So what is marriage and family? What are parents? It doesn't mean anything without freedom. It doesn't mean anything.
She completely understood. She was there at the 30th of May with my child. You know, we're all there because, first of all, when she see the seriousness in me with Biafra, she respect that. So thank you, Director, and thank you, everybody listening. I don't want to take much of your time. We are listening, though we have some secret listeners as well. Because on the 30th of May, the crowd that was there, it was enormous. Some of them were just secret listeners. I want to urge all of them to come out because we need to see these people. We need to see who are with us, not sitting at home at your comfort and listening to Radio Biafra. Some of them are hardcore because I know somebody I spoke to, Wilson Anen, you know him.
Yes, he's one of us. Yes.
He was there with his even Manke Kunaka Mankakarati Muamu.
Everybody was present.
I love that. And people came from Scotland. People came from even some people hired the coach to come down. So I tell you, it was I haven't had the time, and not only the time, I haven't had the opportunity. I've caught more than 5,000 times, as you know, and my call never picks. So I'm glad that I had this opportunity to thank my brothers and those that prayed for me, especially because climbing one of the hill, I can tell you that it wasn't easy. At some point, I wanted to stop. I said, why? Then the spirit of those that died came on me and said, you cannot stop it. Then I continued.
You continued until you made it. We are very grateful to you for what you did. You raise money the old-fashioned way. That is how they do charity. And we welcome that and we thank everybody that contributed to your success and everybody, more especially your family as well, for the way they supported you to make this very ride and how they nursed you back to health when you came back. We are very grateful. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you that joined us today for this very program. As always, we are number one. And you know why? Because we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. That is why our lines are open. You can challenge us on air. Come and challenge us. Anything you want to discuss, the lines are open. If you're afraid of coming to Radio Biafra, please come to Radio Biafra London and issue a challenge. Say, I want to debate you on this very issue. If you last 5 minutes, I'll resign my position from Radio Biafra. I'm not going to fight you. I said, if you last 5 minutes, I will allow you to open the talking and I will ask you questions based on what you have said. If you survive for 5 minutes, I will resign as the director of Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you. You will join us again 7 a.m. in the morning. We come to you 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. every day without fail. If we fail, you know, because NEPA took light. If we fail, you know, because there is scarcity of petrol. If we fail, it is because the infrastructure here, the communication system that we package our signal and send to London has failed. Not because we have failed, because we can never fail. We have never failed before. We have now gotten to a point whereby on SND we are copying what we are doing. They can honor our dead. We welcome what they are doing. We wish them well. We have many other things to do. And Biafra coming is one of them. We hope also that one day they will sleep and they will wake up. They will say, oh dear Lord, we all need Biafra. And they come and join us. We welcome them. Please go ahead and remember those that died. We also plan our atonement for September, October. Who knows? Perhaps coincidentally, the whole thing could merge into one. Who knows? We remain here. Very resolute, very truthful, and always indomitable, because we are incorruptible. Incorruptible. Put it down somewhere. Everybody can fail. Heaven and earth may join together. Night may turn into day. One thing that can never change is our incorruptibility. We don't compromise anything for it. Impossible. We thank you once again. You will join us in the morning. Most of you didn't get through. The lines are still going. Please, we do apologize for that. Some people have been trying for 6 months. They couldn't get through. Some people call us every blessed day and they get through. How they do that, I do not know. Maybe they call us with multiple lines. I have no clue. I am not suggesting or asking you to do the same as them. Please keep trying. If your call is not picked today, it could be picked tomorrow morning as well. We thank you, all of you, wherever you are. Continue to prophesy. Continue to evangelize. Continue to propagate the message of the restoration of hope, the message of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, the message of the restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. And this same Biafra we prophesy every blessed day, dear Lord, is our religion. And on this radio, Biafra is where we worship without fail, because only you, Chukwu Abiama, is God. You are God. You will guide, protect, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of us and our families. But more importantly, you, Chukwu Abiama, you will preserve and bless this your land called Biafra. We thank you very much and good night from here. See you once again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.